It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. And then I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants, like, uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day. I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw it in there, and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like, what?
How often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Four fried chickens and a Coke
and some dry white dulcimers.
Oh, I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eye and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh.
It's the Aristocrats. What's left of them?
There's been an Aristocost.
Aristocratsradio.com there. We are live. It is Thursday. It is 10 o'clock.
A ragtag group.
On cringehumorradio.com.
Holy shit.
In case you didn't know already.
That's true.
Yeah, if you're a new listener, welcome.
I don't think there's any more new listeners.
More people.
Well, we got a new voice on mic tonight.
Yeah.
You just heard it.
Fucking the gut.
Carly's stomach is...
audible.
Out of control.
It is
as loud as Vaughn. Anyway, I'm Derek. With me, as always, we have Matthew.
Nothing moves the Vaughn.
We have Vaughn. And we have Carly.
Hey, people.
And that's it.
That's all.
Steve number one.
He might be here.
Might be here later. Steve number two only does Tuesdays.
He's getting beat by his wife. Yes.
And Horn so. Lauren, negative on the titties tonight.
Dead.
Where the titties? Where they at?
Anti-titties.
99 at AOL.com. So we're going to try to... It might be a nice show. You never know.
It could be a
nice,
good
peaceful evening.
Nice, peaceful. Mm. Just the three of us.
Unfunny fucking show.
If only Vaughn wasn't here.
Shut up, Carly.
Wow. Only if Vaughn wasn't here? That took me a minute.
That's the stomach.
Fucking dick. Oh, my God.
No.
No way.
It's my tummy.
You need to eat.
Go fucking eat something.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Have a chicken salad sandwich or something. Jesus
Holy
Christ.
Shit.
That was insane. She wanted one loud one on the show.
Fucking pork tenderloins, please.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking have some cubes.
Oh, man. We are recording, right?
like it matters.
Dude, that was memorable. That could be on the new promo.
That was
a fucking guttural...
yeah, if the music
right
wasn't up. We had a couple good ones before that. Was recording before
Holy
too.
Shit. Mm-hmm.
Her stomach is fucking loud.
Outrageous.
Outrageous.
I'm just telling her, please, just go take a shit.
Yeah, a shit or eat. Pick
eat.
One.
Eat.
Because it's either gas or her stomach is growling.
Whoa. Oh,
fuck. So what happened with this fucking bridge?
I guess, was it old? She's just eating bread.
Minneapolis?
She just grabbed a slice of bread and now she's eating it.
Oh, is that nasty-ass oatmeal bread?
Ugh.
Yeah, I had that today. It's gross.
Fucking
I couldn't even... I went to... I was like, there's nothing in the house. I need something. So I was like, I'll make a peanut butter sandwich with this fucking nasty-ass bread. Mm-hmm. It's like light, super light, nothing bread with oatmeal on it. I couldn't even put peanut butter on it. It like ripped the bread in half.
Yep.
Like the peanut butter would not go on at all.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Just fucking tore a big hole in the middle.
Yeah.
So I just like crumpled it up and ate it. It was fucking disgusting.
Just dip the bread in the peanut butter.
It would just fall out. It would fall apart. As I'm holding
it
the bread.
It would be stuck in the jar.
Yeah, as I'm holding the bread, it's just disintegrating into my hand. It's nothing.
What is it?
Paper.
But according to Carly, it's bread. All bread tastes the same.
No.
Negative.
No. Different bread tastes differently.
That's why there's different
bread.
My
parents decided to buy this new bread, try this something out that my father kind of likes.
Is that like new math?
It's like wheat bread. It's wheat bread with nuts in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's got like fucking almonds in it and fucking all this shit.
For filler?
I guess. I don't know. To give it taste. I don't fucking know.
To reduce the carbs or something?
Yeah, it's like healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And They bought deli meats. They bought like chicken, and they're like, okay, you know. So I made sandwiches, and there was a little bit of ham left over. Ate that. I freaking had this horrible taste in my mouth the whole damn day with this ham sandwich.
Mm.
And I get home, and I'm like, yeah, I used the rest of the ham. And they're like, what? Why did you do that? And I'm like, what do you mean? That's been sitting there for like a week and a half.
Oh, come on.
And I'm like, why is it sitting on top of the new chicken? What the fuck
is wrong
with you?
Why was it there
for
more than a week, though?
Because they were feeding it to the dogs.
I wasn't there at all.
Like they were wrapping pills up and feeding it to them. Mm-hmm. No one writes on the package, don't eat, you fat fuck. No. They just say, he'll eat it. No big deal.
This means you.
Anyway. We want him to die quickly because it totally turned my stomach. The whole rest of the fucking nuts and bread and old meat. Ugh, it was disgusting.
Well, you should have seen it. We had an explosion in the fridge. I get a text message, and it's from Carly, and it says, a soda blew up in the fridge. I'm going to work. So, are you going to clean it up? She said, no, I don't have time to.
Nice.
Oh, great. So all day I'm just picturing like soda just dripping down on everything, you know. And I go there and I come home and it wasn't that bad because it was mostly all frozen.
Yeah.
Because we have our fridge is like so bizarre. Like there's certain spots where stuff will freeze.
Yep.
And then there's certain spots where stuff will just go bad. It's like it has everything, every part of the fridge has a different climate.
There's a Bermuda Triangle in there.
Exactly.
Nice.
We just lose stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to go through. Anything that's expired is getting thrown out.
Yeah.
And you saw my fridge last week.
Empty.
There was cleared.
Beer and cheese.
That's all you need, isn't it?
And the cheese was pushing it.
It was.
Yeah. It was I'll keep it for another food. Week.
This is why Carly's stomach is screaming in pain. Because there's only beer and cheese in the fridge.
That's it. No, and we got a couple more things.
And a 12-pack of Coke. That's about it.
Yeah, there's always Coke.
Always a 12-pack of Coke.
Gotta have the Coke.
Yeah.
So anyway, this bridge, huh?
Bridge in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah, what's it say, Vaughn? You want me to read it?
Well, yeah, you read it.
Yeah, please. Because there's fucking dead
fucking
people.
Death.
Wow, it says collapse.
All both papers have it. Collapse.
It's the same exact headline. I love it when
same
that
exact
happens.
Picture.
I thought you bought two of the same newspaper. I was like, what the fuck?
No, they're both asinine. Like, that's the problem.
Anyway, yeah, so rush hour horror as Minneapolis Bridge falls into Mississippi. Mississippi runs all the way up there, huh?
Yep.
That's pretty fucking crazy.
It's a fucking river.
Wow, unbelievable stuff, man. Look at these pictures. Oh, wait, nobody can see it.
Yeah, they can. Go on any news service in the world that can fucking see the pictures.
Basically, looks like it was just a lot of cars on the bridge, and they all plunged into this murky river. That's about it.
Yeah,
8-lane bridge? What the fuck?
8-lane bridge that was last year, through tests, deemed unsafe. They find this out today. They in the news, it was like the one big thing that the bridge was deemed unsafe, but the state was holding off on repairing it, and thinking that they could probably live with it for like another decade.
They needed a Mothman to warn them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they got a Mothman. Fucking Godzilla took a dump and fucking destroyed the whole damn bridge.
Wow. So this bridge was like...
So it was just old and crappy, and it just collapsed.
It couldn't have been that old if it was 8 lanes.
That's true.
8 lanes has got to be like they've been adding on to it, or... I don't know. But,
when they were slowly trying to repair it.
Yeah. It's, it was a 1,900-foot bridge. That's a pretty fucking big bridge.
And, yeah. And it's like, I think it was midday traffic, I think it was.
Yeah.
If I remember. And just everything went down... I think a good amount of people, like I was telling Derek earlier when I got here, that today, because they can't move any of this debris,
because
it's so damn heavy, they got to get special equipment out there, that they have scuba divers going under the water and just taking, and then writing down the license plates so they can tell the people who died.
I love this. It's basically just people talking about it.
Yeah.
There's like very little information as to actually what happened. And this one says, at this time, there's no indication of nexus to terrorism.
What? Somebody actually said that? Yeah.
Nexus to terrorism.
They had fucking lemmings on the bridge and just fucking crippled it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I also heard what I was telling him. I was telling Derek before you walked in that they were the twins, the Minnesota Twins, was it?
Mm-hmm.
They were going to break ground on a new. I'm probably the wrong team, but they were going to break ground on a new stadium.
Yeah.
Like an hour before this happened.
Hmm.
And it's probably going to. And because of this whole new stadium being built, it's probably going to cost that state like thousands of dollars over like 10 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, maybe that's not a good idea now.
All right, here it is. The bridge was 40 years old.
40?
That's not long.
40 years old. There is a bridge in New York that's been around since like the 1800s.
Yeah. Fucking Brooklyn Bridge has been around since the 1800s.
Yeah. The oldest one is like late 1800s. That's a pretty old bridge, and that's a pretty high bridge, too.
Talking about the city.
Go ahead.
They were friggin', they brought this up in the beginning. I think it was Fox 5. They brought it up in the first thing they were talking about. And then they go from that to talking about our bridges. That are around here that they're all so old that they may just crumble.
What, the outer bridge?
Yeah, the outer bridge was one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they're like.
I can see. I've always been worried about that since I was a little kid. That thing looks like a piece of shit.
It does.
Yeah, it looks like some fucking retards put it together.
It's just like these big long hallways that run off into nothing. You can't see anything around you. It's like you're going up into the sky, and then it's just this shitty like. It's just like metal parts, and that's it.
In the neighborhood I grew up in, we had a really shitty bridge.
Oh, I think I know.
They finally built a new one.
Yeah.
But that bridge, we called it the bridge because when you went over it, it would rattle. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Like you could hear all the
planks.
Was
that that little like it had a like a grated bottom to it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that thing was so dangerous. Mm-hmm. And, really like, you could see the pillars that were, like, the cement pillars that were
fucking
running
wobbling
into the water.
I wouldn't walk over
They weren't wobbling. They were, like, leaning. They weren't even, they were rusted out and, like, cracked and leaning.
I was going to make a Vaughn fat joke on that one.
I wouldn't walk over because I'm humongous.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Destroyed the bridge. That's how they got it to topple before they built a new one. Had me step on it.
The bridge.
So, yeah, this is just a lot of people talking about their
experiences.
Anyone
die?
It doesn't specify here. It just says a lot of people will rush to the hospital. Oh,
wait,
here we
go.
Here we go. Hold on a second. Six people. At least six people.
But that was at the time.
Yeah.
When this was published. So, this was like...
So, this, it could be more.
Yes, last night. So, like I was saying, they whatever cars were underneath the water...
Yeah.
They had the. They only had scuba divers because they can't move anything. They had scuba divers taking down the numbers... of the license plates and then reporting to see if those people are still alive or not. Then when they find out that they're not, they're and the people are still and bodies are floating up like, you know, like they're prone to do.
Is Pete Johnson home? No, why?
Honey, where's your son?
Subaru, yeah.
When I heard about this, the first thing I thought of was that Beavis and Butthead episode where they're watching TV and they talk about the bridge collapse. They're like, there just hasn't been a bridge collapse like this in all of human history. And you just see cars driving off a bridge constantly. Oh, man. A busload of missionaries, I think they said, were killed in that. But
Oh, well.
That wasn't real.
Oh, well.
Are you talking about the Beavis and Butthead?
Yes,
I thought you were talking about real.
No.
It's like, oh, that would have been great.
It would have been great.
Like, the cam was up to, like, 20 cars underwater or something on the Comcast page.
And there was, like, there's a train that goes underneath that bridge, too.
Oh.
Yeah, a commuter train. And all this shit came out this afternoon, and I was like, great.
Almost a school bus of children went down. Nice. That would have been terrible.
But they got all those fancy little escape hatches.
That wouldn't help.
Yeah. It wouldn't have helped if it went.
They wouldn't be able to
row
open
backwards.
If they were underwater.
Dead. It would have squashed like a fucking, I don't know, like the piece of bread you just ate.
That bread was fucking awful.
I don't mind it. It's a good. It makes good toast. So
who pays for? Who buys the food?
I bought that.
That's why.
You know who it was? It was Magneto.
You got to start fucking buying food, man. You'll be able to get decent bread in this house.
Derek goes out to eat. He doesn't buy.
No.
Generally, no.
Yeah.
I'm running low on cash, so I'm trying to cook at home.
Well, you bought one loaf of bread.
Yep.
In like the past 2 months, and you're like, Derek doesn't shop; he just goes out to eat.
No, I bought two loaves of bread, and I've been buying chicken, and I've been buying groceries.
You were buying the most anorexic chicken I've ever seen. That piece of chicken you were eating before was the thinnest fucking chicken ever.
You could almost see through.
It was like Nicole Richie chicken,
like newspaper thin. You're right, man.
What, he just punched himself in the face? What happened?
Oh God, I'm reading stuff trying to find things here, and this is. Continue if you're not done yet.
No, please move on.
God stops a perv.
What?
God stops a perv.
Where's he been?
Apparently he's busy stopping pervs because here we go. A Staten Island woman, 70, Whoa, I cannot believe it says this. S-E-Z says her prayers were answered during sex attack.
What?
Says S-E-Z. It's in this fucking paper. S-E-Z.
That's a daily news for you.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to read it now.
No, fuck it.
This is disgusting. What the fuck?
Can you spell that for me, miss?
S-E-Z. Says her prison is because she's black or something?
That's what you said, Mrs.?
What the hell is this? All right, anyway. A feisty 70-year-old escaped the clutches of an intruder who beat her, threatened to kill her, and attempted to rape her in her Staten Island home by praying.
And she prayed.
I didn't fight him off. I prayed him off.
He was right as rain.
Sarah Doughton told the Daily News yesterday, I just said, oh, Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus, I don't want to die a horrible death because he said he was going to cut me. That's how I picture this old black lady.
I'm
going to
gut you, bitch. Oh, God. Oh, God.
This guy sounds like a boxer. Julio Cesar Lanez.
Professional dog fighter.
41, broke into her Port Richmond home that Doughton shares with her 67-year-old husband. Ooh, he goes for the old ladies.
Nice.
Andrew, about 5:15 p.m. on Monday. Wow, he broke three of her ribs. What an asshole.
What a dick.
I would broke four. Husband, fuck.
The husband says, I want to break his neck. I want him to get the chair.
The chair for breaking his ribs.
Where was he at this time? Where was he at the time?
Yeah. Eye for an eye, rib for a neck.
Yeah.
What was he eating? Fucking oatmeal? Fucking couldn't get up there in time? The fuck?
I don't know. He's 67, though. I mean, come on.
His walker wasn't set up. Be?
I know a couple of 67-year-old guys that would break you in half.
Okay.
So basically, they're pending this up to a prayer saved her.
Yeah, she prayed him off.
prayed him off. She fucking Dracula?
He couldn't find a wet spot, so he ran off.
He's blaming it on prayer. Punched me in the eye. Unbelievable.
This reminds me of that HBO special that had that lady that got raped or whatever.
Yes. Oh, that old lady that was talking about it.
How awkward was that?
Oh.
Well, HBO.
No, you had to invent
that.
A new word for it because awkward didn't suffice.
No.
That was disgusting.
When she was like describing it and all that.
Oh, yeah. She was getting into way, way, way too much detail.
Then you're like, what the hell did he do? Like he stuck something up her ass or something?
Yes.
Yeah. And she was I was like, oh, that's new.
Yes.
That was her quote.
That's true.
Oh, that's never happened before.
Ooh, there's a new wet spot. Mm. Ooh.
Unbelievable. Whoa. He said, I'm not out for money. I'm out for sex.
Ew. Is he that desperate that he's fucking beating old women trying to rape him in the
air? I think Vaughn's got a t-shirt that says that.
No money, mommy. Well, just sex.
No money, mommy.
That's what it says. This is very bizarre.
Says. Did it says?
Oh.
It's S-E-Z. That's terrible. That's really disgusting.
It's a fucking Daily News.
I know they put it in headlines, but that was like a sub-headline, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the headline, like Prez says something or something.
I could see that.
Whatever. But in a sub-headline, you can spell something.
It's like they did it just to fit it here, like so that they didn't have to change the font size.
Or maybe that's why. I don't know.
Maybe he had a word. Maybe he had to fit so many letters into it.
Wow, what could I shorten here? Says. Yes. One letter. Okay.
Okay. Da-da-da-da. Clink.
I was praying. That's what I did. He was so drunk
that he only broke three of her ribs.
I
that punch to the face didn't bother me at all. The ribs were hurting, though. What a fucking old bat.
I don't know. It doesn't say, like, she didn't... Like,
the guy looks like, what's his name? Oh, fuck, I can't remember now. I just saw a picture of him. fuck it, never mind.
I can't see him.
Oh, here.
Neither can anyone else, though.
Here, Carly.
Put it up for the camera.
See him?
He's got a funny little mustache.
Oh, he does. Oh, God. Looks like it's drawn on.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
What a fucking creep. Is that the old lady? Right as rain?
The oracle?
Right as rain.
Not too bright, though. That's what she said about him.
I hate to see things happen to bad... Or was it I hate to see bad things happen to good people?
I have no idea. I don't watch The Matrix.
Well, good. Good for you, Derek.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah. I
oh, blessed me.
I like the first Matrix.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was it. The other two were Laugh and Sue's.
They were very bad.
They were bad. And he's gonna do, and they're going to do Speed Racer. They're filming Speed Racer right now.
Oh, who is?
The Wachowskis. The Wachowskis, whatever.
The sex change skis?
Yeah, you know about that, right?
No.
Was it Larry Wachowski?
I don't care.
The one of the brothers, he slowly looks like he's getting a sex change.
Sounds good to me. That's what I heard, he's getting a sex change.
Because like when he first did these movies, he fell in love with a dominatrix that he was paying.
Yeah.
And it broke up his marriage.
He already
looks kind of like a girl to begin with, just with a ball cap on.
Mm-hmm.
But now he looks more and more because he's got the long, curly-ass hair, and he's always wearing skirts to premieres.
What?
I
don't think I can watch The Matrix anymore.
Matrix one, I think he was wearing a skirt.
It's been tainted.
But he looks
the
like a woman.
Tricks.
He looks like a preemie, almost.
Ew.
It's fucking violent.
I really don't want to talk about that anymore.
Let's not.
That's terrible. Why would he do such a thing?
Because he's a weirdo.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you remember this fucking guy who sold the dry cleaners for $54 million?
Yes, the judge.
He got slapped down, and now he's trying to do something else, right?
Well, he lost the case, and now he's losing his job.
Good. Fuck him.
Yep.
Wait, so, why was he trying to sue? What was he suing for?
Because they lost his pants. So he decided the only thing to do, of course, was sue them for $54 million.
Because that's how much money he lost because of not having these pants.
I would have sued him for a new pair of pants.
It was like what? It was
I would have just put a different pair of pants on and got them at my nearest convenience.
But they were it was his favorite suit.
Oh, fuck him.
No. That's why he had
to
sue.
Can't value that.
He's a judge who wears a robe.
Yes, he doesn't need any pants. He needs his half pants.
With a little straps. Caprice.
But what was it? The whole reason he charged that much, he put so much, was because of the rental car he was using.
Cost him that much money.
Would he rent the Rolls?
The time spent going back and forth to the place, the loss in work, like wages, was a whole bunch of shit.
$54 million. How long was he not working? 20 years.
It was actually like 68 at the one point when he first did it was $68 million.
Oh, I know.
Then he knocked it down to 54.
Uh huh.
And he was appealing. I thought.
I don't think he was very attractive at all, Vaughn.
No. Shut up. Wow. I saw pictures of the lawyers for, or actually the people who run the cleaning place. Uh-huh. They actually had a party.
The Chung family.
Yeah, they had a party. They had a party, like a get-together, like a benefit, actually, so they could pay their lawyer fees, because their lawyer fees would have bankrupted them. They completely put them in the shithouse.
That actually happens a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the judge's response to the $54 million was, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of my chambers,
you don't
asshole.
Deserve to be a judge, you asshole. Seriously. What was he thinking?
I don't know. I'm not Jewish enough.
What was his name?
He's a black guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I want to be Jewish. Roy Pearson.
Black.
Oh, yeah, Roy.
Yeah.
Pearson.
It's not like it's Leroy.
That's probably short.
That's what his slave father, he's a slave master's gave his great-great-grandparents.
Slave master.
Kong, 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 kong.
Shut up, dickbag.
That was a funny way to end it.
Kong, 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 kong.
Oh, Sean Penn. The guy looked like a Puerto Rican Sean Penn. That's
yes,
what
there thinking. You go.
With the mustache?
There you go.
The rapist?
Mm-hmm.
Looked like a Puerto Rican
Getting
Sean
back
Penn.
To
it
that.
Just hit me.
Sean Penn.
Seriously, yeah. He's right.
Yeah.
Even though he likes the dated celebrities, but...
it totally just hit me. I was thinking about it, thinking
What's
about
he done
it.
Recently?
Sam.
Who?
What
no.
was that?
I'm Sam. The Assassination of Richard Nixon was the last movie. That was like 3 years ago. It was a weird independent flick.
Well, he also toted around a shotgun in Nolens.
He was swimming in boats.
He did do that.
Yeah. Saving people.
Saving people.
With a camera crew. What a douchebag.
Dope.
I'm helping. Yeah, okay. Shave your mustache.
What? Wear a collar.
He had a collar. Now he's fucking raping old women as a Puerto Rican version of himself.
Speaking of Katrina.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hurricane Katrina victims. Hurricane Katrina victims whose homes and businesses were destroyed when floodwaters breached levels in 2005. Wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
They cannot recover money for their insurance companies for the damages.
Fucking scumbags.
The case could affect thousands of rebuilding residents and business owners in Louisiana.
And you know what? These people aren't going to be able to rebuild any of this shit. They're going to have to move and start anew. Mm-hmm. And then all these damn insurance companies are going to clear everything up. Clean house, rebuild, like all fucking townhouses and shit.
Yep.
And fucking sell it to like the highest bidder.
$4.
No.
Sold.
Some of that stuff actually is like worth if it was actually taken care of. Because a lot of that state. Oh, shut up. A lot of that state was just.
He says taken all the time.
A lot of that state was just a fucking mess.
Yes.
Like it was just run down shacks. But a lot of that, like a lot of the country itself.
Yes.
Is worth like tons.
Of what?
Of money.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. Fuck this. Fucking prince.
Done.
I just want to go back and sit there and watch midget Muay Thai.
I kind of want to watch more of that
before.
Too. I'm just looking here.
Awesome.
I don't really even want to read this article because I don't care. But I guess Obama is talking about what he'll do for terrorism if he's elected.
Osama?
No, Obama.
Yay. Oh, Webster, all grown up, is telling us what he's going to do to Osama.
Wow, it does look like Webster.
A little bit. But Obama versus Osama here. It doesn't say that, but. I think he's just talking about it now to clarify that his name is not Osama.
I will bomb Osama. I'm not Obama. I mean, wait, what? Wait, let me rephrase that.
The bomber for Osama.
Whatever. Fucking stupidity. It's like they were doing, listen, this week they did the Republicans version of the YouTube debates.
Uh-huh.
And they did the Democrats one a couple weeks before. And some of the questions they gave them that these people were saying weren't bad. But at one point, somebody decided to do it as a snowman. So it's a snowman, and a guy's asking, like, kind of just asking in the background.
About global warming?
I forget. I think it was about global warming, yeah. Something stupid like that. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. They really, CNN actually put this video up for the Democratic hopefuls to answer. Yeah, it's like, I can't take the world serious anymore. No, screw it. CNN, you've completely written off.
I thought it was kind of interesting. I didn't watch it.
No, some of it was.
I only
was,
read
but
the thing about it afterwards.
Some of it was, but when I saw that, I was like, no, no, no. I was like,
no,
no. I agree with Elton John. We should
what
destroy the internet.
Okay. Go
I
for
think
it.
We should destroy Elton John.
Yeah, me too.
Well, yeah, he's destroying
fucking,
him.
And his tiny little fucking toupee. His little fucking Down syndrome haircut toupee. If you're going to get a toupee, at least make it look decent.
Well, he is destroying himself. Have you
looks
seen
like
him?
Like Pete Rose.
He's getting fatter and fatter by
yes.
the second.
That wig is probably a full head of hair. It's just his head's so goddamn big.
It is. His head does get bigger every
it's
year.
It's humongous.
And Vaughn is fucking a dog.
The Lola be. Whisperer.
Yeah.
The Lola fucker.
The Lola butt filler.
Ooh, I'm out of here.
Who was that?
That was Lola.
You're an asshole. Get
she was on mic. She's got headphones on.
Phone the so dog now. He's cool.
Lola. Oh, wow.
Wet Monster Mike sent me something
Lola's
earlier.
Lola's a whore. She just jumps on anybody.
Vaughn, you probably heard about this.
You know
Kevin Smith at a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he did?
Nope.
I heard what he was doing, like what he's gonna do some stuff, but I didn't hear exactly what he did.
Apparently, somebody asked him a really asshole question.
Yeah,
and Kevin Smith's answer was something like, "Yeah, I'll get around to that when I pull my cock out of your mom's ass."
Wow.
Well, he's known for giving asshole answers to asshole questions.
Yeah,
we saw him at was it last summer?
Yeah,
last
the
summer
Netflix
when they did the Netflix
yes.
Road trip stuff.
Oh yeah.
Everybody was asking him the same fucking questions.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, would you read my screenplay? Oh, would you suck my asshole? Like, all these stupid fucks. Like, can I get a picture? It's like...
Yeah.
I
and
like,
he's going to be... And what, next week, he's going to be doing another Q&A at
Count
Brew. Basie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the second, I think, or the third.
Yeah. And yeah. then apparently, before the next guy could even ask a question, he made fun of his man boobs. Guy's like... He's like... Man boobs.
The only thing, I didn't hear the like. Supposedly, there's a video of the whole of his whole press conference of his whole panel.
Yeah,
from San Diego, but I haven't gotten off my ass to like, look for it.
You mean you haven't gotten on your ass to look for it?
Well, no, because they go on all the other freaking all the movie blogs and they all tell you
mm-hmm.
what he's talking about. He's going to do some. I think he's going to write and direct some of the episodes for the Hero's Origin spinoff show. That's coming
oh really
out. Yeah. He's directing one, I know, and directing and writing one episode, I know that.
Interesting.
And then he's doing another movie, but it's not going to be like anything Clerks related.
Just a movie that Kevin Smith is
it's
directing.
The screenplay's out there if you want to find it. I just can't remember what the title of it is.
I really don't want to find it.
Yeah. It's supposed to be really covered in the F word, the whole friggin'.
Oh, well, then let's just go see it.
Well,
yeah,
then
let's find out.
It's a fucking Kevin Smith movie, then. You can't have 85,000 terms for the word fuck if it's not a Kevin Smith movie.
Let's get Kevin Smith on the show.
Okay, can we do that, Carly?
Carly, I'll try.
Do it.
Okay.
Next time you see him at Brookdale.
Where?
Where?
Crook.
Snail.
Snail.
You're schmucks.
When she's attending class at Brookdale.
You know, last Tuesday, you know Tuesday's show, friggin'.
What?
Yeah, I know. We got full names in there.
Names? I think he gave out an address at one point. He was fucking drunk.
Social security numbers, everything.
Well, Kevin Smith did get an honorary degree at Brookdale.
Yeah, you should have got. You should have had a portable setup and interviewed him for the show.
No. That would have been nice.
Should have, could have, would have.
You have. Did. You have all.
You
that
know, we didn't actually.
Stuff.
I don't think we. Yeah, I don't
even
know.
Even I was thinking, you could have done it for the job, and then just took the audio and given it to us. No one would have known. No one lives in the area. No, no one watches that damn channel. No offense.
Well.
Look,
I
like,
don't think anyone knew, because like, it was like a big surprise. They were like, honorary degree. And it was Kevin Smith and this guy, I believe his name was George Wapple. He fought in
what?
He fought in World War II. He was a veteran.
Oh, great.
And he got an honorary degree.
And you know how long his speech was? 2 minutes.
They both had like the same length speech, but Kevin Smith got way more applause.
No shit.
And Kevin Smith was like, sure. He made like a pot reference. And he's like, sure, make a, like a laugh at the doobie joke, but you know, and applaud that. But you won't applaud as much for the veteran.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys suck.
Kevin Smith was.
And then
more
everyone
over.
Laughed and clapped more.
He didn't even. He didn't even. He didn't even graduate like film school.
No.
And they gave him an honorary degree.
He finally made it.
Fuck that. No, he's, he did. He made. Yeah, he got an associate's degree.
Yeah. Good enough, right?
He's just got to go get an honorary from Rutgers now.
A GED, good enough degree.
Ha ha ha
ha ha!
There's some more rape stuff going on.
Rape? I love rape.
More Puerto Rican Sean Penns?
Close.
Damn,
not exactly. Call me adulterer, not rapist. Poll insists.
Fucking titles are stupid.
Apparently, I'm sorry. Can you run that by me one more time?
Yeah, I missed that.
Call me adulterer, not rapist. Poll insists. P-O-L, what is that?
I don't know. Poland?
Taiwanese?
Maybe politician?
Okay.
Politician?
Maybe that's his last name?
Just a Paul? Is that what they call him now? Do we have to abbreviate politician? Paul?
Is it P-O-L period?
P-O-L.
Maybe that's his last name?
Is it capitals?
No, no capitals. What's a Paul?
Why don't you read?
I'm just saying that this is
it's
dumb.
Pretty soon it's just going to be all like lead speak and like texting speak.
It's stupid.
They can save ink that way.
Sure they can.
Yeah, and the paper will be 4 pages.
Okay. Okay. Councilman Dennis Gallagher told grand jury yesterday he committed adultery, not rape.
What?
There's a big difference,
yeah,
I
there
guess.
Is. One's forcefully and one's, oops, I have a wife.
When he had sex with a woman who wasn't his wife.
Wait, what, did he just go to a darkened room and fuck somebody?
I guess. I don't know. Hold on. I got to read it. it talks about how she suffered vaginal abrasions. I mean,
what was he fucking her with a chainsaw?
Yes, I don't know.
Vaginal
abrasions. Where does that
maybe,
come from?
Maybe he had the rape condom on.
Could he might have?
I'm sorry. The adulterer condom.
The adulterer condom.
That'd be a good name for a condom. The adulterer.
It's a piece of concrete you put around your penis.
All right, fucking.
He says he will be vindicated
with Hulk gloves.
Yeah. He was fucking her with Hulk gloves wrapped in cement.
Vaughn likes concrete.
Coated.
I wish Vaughn slept in concrete.
At the bottom of the river?
Yes.
You douche.
Oh, boy. I don't know. He met her at some bar. I'm sure he just had sex with her, and now she's, you know, saying all this stuff. I mean, you know, they always talk about, like, oh, you know, a woman can have a baby, you know, she can take any cock, you know.
What was that, Vaughn?
What?
And here they're talking about vaginal abrasions. Is he Peter Steele or something? What the fuck?
Nice.
How's he?
Take a drink.
How's I thought I'd get that out there.
First one of the night.
That's why Steve's not here.
Yeah. I'm out for justice. I have nothing to gain by lying. He's got everything to lose, the accuser said.
What is that? Is that a tagline for an action flick? What
I guess.
Fuck was
I don't know. He shouldn't
get out for justice.
Shouldn't get away with this just because he's a politician.
Oh, Paul.
You mean a Paul?
That's
it. The very last word of this is politician.
So why'd they have to abbreviate it up there?
I don't know.
Because it had to fit in that little...
It has to fit. I'm assuming that they're trying to cram as much crap as they can here, because there's just stories all over the place on this.
Oh, yeah, they got to fit as much as possible.
Look on the back, Matt.
What's on the back?
More Paul's.
Oh, no. Whoa, more Paul's want WWE testing info. Should I read it?
Yeah, why not?
Wait, you mean World Wrestling Entertainment?
Yeah.
We can't talk about wrestling.
Right, never mind.
What? Why not?
No, okay, you can read it. It has to do with Paul's.
Don't fuck themselves, whoever said we can't talk about wrestling.
It's a Michael O'Keefe. That sounds familiar.
Like a wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the leaders of a second congressional panel have asked World Wrestling Entertainment for information about its steroid testing program and said they may hold hearings later this year on performance-enhancing drugs in professional wrestling.
How much later? The fucking year's halfway over.
And it starts all over again.
I guess so.
They're going to drag Hogan in. And
Vince McMahon's going to be wearing a fucking neck brace again. I don't know how that was all about.
And he's going to just tell everybody that Hogan sold him out. And all over again.
And they're going to put superstar Billy Graham on the stand again.
So they sent a letter to Vince McMahon. They're requesting the information. I've heard
letter
people...
Letter P.
And McMahon then wiped his ass with it.
Well,
I wish you would. I wish you would just... I mean, they're not regulated, are they?
No.
So what the fuck?
Well, they should.
I mean, I they can't do anything illegal.
I think it depends on the state. Because I know in New Jersey now, since 1997, I want to say, you don't have to have a license to be a wrestler. Yeah. You don't need one in Pennsylvania, but you need one in New York.
Yeah.
And you also have to get your blood pressure tested and like various other things in other states. None of this is in New Jersey, though.
You mean when the WWE goes to like Madison Square Garden?
Uh-huh. All the wrestlers probably have to be fully checked.
Really?
I think. I'm not sure because of the... I don't know. I don't know what the rules are for a company like that. Are they any different than an independent company? Like, are there human beings different than other ones where they're above having to get tested?
No, they're like generic. They're like superhumans,
I guess. But like, would they just have to bring paperwork clearing somebody from like a certain time frame or something like that? Is that all they'd have to do? Do they have to get tested on the spot?
They probably have it all in file.
Because I know of shows that have happened in New York where their main guy who happens to have, you know, hereditary high blood pressure can't wrestle at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that was back in the day.
No, this is like recently.
Oh, like 2 years ago?
This year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was specifically told by another worker that they had to change a whole match around. Like, their champion couldn't wrestle.
Wow.
Yeah. It's bull.
Yeah, the guy's like in great shape and everything, but he had high blood pressure.
Because I know they changed the whole, with the whole WWE thing and, not the WWE so much as the sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Because they were just like, all right, you want to be a sport, we're going to regulate you and do, I guess, periodic checkups and all that. So they were just like, well, we're not sports per se.
Yeah, back in 97 when they deregulated wrestling in New Jersey, it was Christine Todd Whitman.
Yeah.
And fittingly, The Undertaker holding a tombstone-shaped
envelope. Can we not talk about that, please?
Envelope.
Can
we do you remember that?
Yeah, can we not talk about that?
Yeah, the only good...
fucking embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want. I'm ashamed that it happened in my state.
I know.
The only good thing she's done in her life was deregulate wrestling.
So all these wrestlers can die? Has it been worth like 60 or 70 wrestlers in the last 10
years? If you haven't noticed, she's like Black Death. She's killed. She killed all those people when 9/11 came down. Oh, yeah, the air's fine to breathe. Well, she said the air was fine to breathe when she was the clean air administrator.
What, in New Jersey or
New
York?
No, New York.
She came in Ground Zero, right?
She came in and her people said, "Oh, it's clean air. You can breathe it."
And how many people died?
A couple hundred have died since in the last 4 years, 5 years.
But now she's denying that, right?
Now she's denying that she never said that.
They have it on record.
I love it how people deny stuff that they have like audio of.
Yeah, they actually pulled out a Channel 4 clip of her on one of the Sunday morning shows.
That's not me.
Yeah, and no, that's somebody in a mask. Yeah. Look, that's another ugly bitch. It ain't me.
That's Chrissy Todd Whitman.
That's my nasty
evil twin. See the goatee?
Christina.
Yeah. See that mohawk? So now she's killing. She didn't mind killing wrestlers. She didn't mind killing workers, like, workers, like policemen and fire officers.
Of course
she didn't give a shit.
The only people who I actually feel bad for.
She's probably feeding her own kids, like, ground up glass in their fucking meals.
What? She's like a cat in the dementia ward, just suffocating people.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh, man. Wow.
I don't know.
So the whole steroid thing's going to come crashing down on him again.
WWE spokesman Gary Davis acknowledged that the Wrestling Federation had received the subcommittee's letter, and we are reviewing it and will respond accordingly.
WWE spokesman Dean Malenko.
Suck it!
I really wish they actually, like, instead of having just the wrestlers that don't wrestle anymore, they just hang out in the back, who are, like, either, like, fixtures or just, like, you know, like, they'd actually give them, like, real jobs where they have to talk with the press.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah.
Official spokesman.
I want my steroids back.
official spokesman Dean Malenko looked at us staringly for about 45 minutes till we gave up. He fucking just deep stared him.
He retired.
Yeah, but he works for him still.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He gets. Yeah. He goes.
We got Al Snow out there with head.
He's putting them right.
Whatever happened to him? I know he does. He did the whole Tough Enough and all that crap.
Well, he's.
Is he still doing like backstage stuff, or is he?
I think he just trains guys in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
What, he get hurt or something?
I really
or?
Don't know.
No, I think
I just don't think he draws enough. I mean, he probably is one of those guys that's like granted a job for life somehow.
Yeah.
Through somebody. But
Vince McMahon killed someone in his
yeah,
family.
Exactly. Yeah.
With the Ultimate Warrior and a cherry picker. He fucking collapsed his house.
God, this is another fucking sex story in here. This is ridiculous.
I'll
well,
keep
this
it going. I'm still hard.
You won't.
Come on. Losing
okay,
it.
Listen to this. Cop forced into sex. Captain attacked me 30 times, even after being transferred suit charges. Okay, a 9-year veteran of the NYPD says her boss, repeatedly forced her to have sex with him while she was on duty at East Harlem Precinct Station House. Oh, boy. Sharon Gandarilla filed a sexual harassment lawsuit in Manhattan federal court yesterday, accusing NYPD Captain Alberto Sanchez.
Puerto Rican.
Alberto Sanchez.
All these why bother saying that?
It's another Puerto Rican fucking raping people.
Puerto Rican charges Puerto Rican.
Gringo!
A physically.
Seamus McDowell, Irish!
I'm just pointing out the obvious, my friends.
Okay. And sexually assaulting her 30 times.
That's a lot.
Between March 2005 and last December. That's a year and a half.
30 times.
That's
wow.
Outrageous.
That's a lot.
Get away. Leave. Quit. Do something.
Yeah.
You're in this situation. If it happens 5 times, you got to do something.
Yeah.
And if nobody else is doing something about it, you don't have a choice or you're going to get raped again.
If it happens once.
Wow.
If it happens once, it should be, you know, like yeah, transfer or file.
Well,
she's
go
to
saying
HR.
After being transferred, he must have
followed her.
Yeah, I guess. According to the
remember me,
Sanchez, 41, was transferred from the 23rd precinct in September 2004 because of his inappropriate relationship
rape. Hmm.
That's an interesting word, relationship. What do you think of when you think of the word relationship? You think of
two
the positive.
People holding hands,
yeah.
Loving each other.
You punching. Think of the positive. You don't think about somebody attacking you and raping you.
Getting punched in the ribs.
Oh, I got
break.
This great relationship. I get attacked and raped all the time. That's a very funny word. I wouldn't use that in this situation.
That's papers batting 1,000 with you, huh?
Anyway, yeah. But he allegedly returned regularly to the station house and sexually assaulted her. Right there? It's got to be on tape somewhere.
Yeah.
Just call 911.
She yells.
I'm in the building. Yeah. I see you from my desk.
During these visits.
Jill, I'm right here.
God. He's assaulting me again.
Yeah, he answers the phone.
Hello. Oh, shit.
Sanchez is a real dirty bastard.
Is he?
He's a dirty Sanchez.
I get it.
During these visits, Sanchez would order Gandarilla, I guess, into a secluded office and force her to perform sexual acts against her will.
Well, Heidi brings up a good point. She liked it.
Yeah.
She had to have.
Yeah.
There's no way something can happen 30 times
uh-huh.
and have it just be like, no, it was horrible.
Wait,
every single
she's
time.
She's pretty cute, too.
Let me see. Is that her?
Her name sounds awful.
That's like a cross between... what's her name there from Clerks 2?
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah. Rosario Dawson and somebody else.
Any other Spanish woman?
Yeah.
Cesar Romero. Random.
Cesar Romero.
What?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I think it was on my mind. I'm sorry.
What year is this?
Shit, Cesar.
Cesar Romero played the Joker.
Yes.
And he never once shaved his mustache.
No, he never did.
He's dead now.
I actually asked...
His mustache is still alive.
Yeah, it
in
is.
In our hearts.
I asked Frank Gorshin that once.
If he shaved his mustache?
If he actually sat there. And, no, actually, I asked him if he sat there at lunch in the full makeup. Because there's stories.
Did he look at you and go,
no, he actually.
What are you, fucking different?
No, what's his name? Adam West looked at me like a fucking psychopath when I asked the same question.
Yeah, no wonder.
He was like, what do you want this named after?
Yeah. You know, when you go to these things and harass these C-list celebrities, don't bring in any aristocrat stickers.
No, don't do that.
I really want to get like a, because there's another one coming on at the end of August.
When's
another
Adam West going to be on Surreal Life?
He's making money. He's making money off fucking off the Family Guy stuff.
He doesn't need
to do anything like that.
Yeah, I guess
the guy who played the guy who played Robin needs to be doing shit like that. But he ain't gonna sully his name.
I'm sorry. Actually, that picture, that girl, that's not her.
Oh, I just put the ass.
That's for another story.
Oh,
that's another Spanish girl.
Oh,
whoops.
Whatever.
Yeah, that is Lisa Hazmoon Kahili.
Kahili.
Kahil. Kahil.
Kahil.
Oh, she's a
Lisa Hazmoon.
Hazmoon.
Kahil.
Okay, what was the rest of the story?
Basically, she liked having sex with this guy, and then all of a sudden decided she didn't.
Oops-a-daisy.
That's pretty much what it sounds like.
Yeah.
All right, when you think about it, if you come back and you do this to somebody 30 times, it's got to be worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he was arrested twice for doing this, and yet he came back 28 more times.
It sounded like he's like, here we go again.
Yeah, you know, all right, I gotta chill out.
Oh, he's like, all right, remove your pants.
The drill.
Remove your pants, I'm hard.
Couldn't they put her out on patrol or something where she wouldn't be around?
No. He'd probably follow her.
She's in the car. He comes out penis right in her eye.
He'd pull her over.
Oh! Ganderias, 32, says Sanchez physically assaulted her outside a Greenwich Village restaurant last September.
She's making a perp.
She can't get away from this guy.
She's collaring a perp and he's getting her in the ass.
It's surprise rape every year.
It's surprise sex.
Yeah, surprise sex.
She was treated in an emergency room for bruises and black eyes. Black eyes.
Black eyes.
Oops. Yeah. I don't know. I really... Restraining order? I'm not seeing anything here about that. But,
If it came up this many times, wouldn't that guy be, like, transferred himself or laid off?
Fired or arrested and imprisoned?
Yeah.
They probably do what the priesthood does. They just put him to another place, move him to another place, move him to another place. Like any job. If you're at a job where a person's been there a long time as a manager, and they start having relations with someone else either in their office.
Yeah.
They move him to another office.
Because, you're not allowed to have a manager and somebody who is directly related to them in the same
store. They move
him
to another office.
That's virtually everywhere.
And if that keeps happening, they keep moving them and moving them. They want to keep the person in the job because they actually are a what the fuck is the word? They're a credit, they're a...
Got that?
They're, they're positive to the company. They fucking make money.
Anyway, to finish this off...
Lola and it was so cute.
Ganderia was reassigned...
An asset?
Asset, that's it. I'm thinking. I fucking can't think that very well on my own.
Ganderia was reassigned to Police Academy, where she says...
I love that movie.
A
Steve Goldberg raped her, too.
Yeah. where she says a lieutenant, a friend of Sanchez, directed her supervisors to deny her time off in retaliation for leveling the accusations against Sanchez. Wow. She must have done something pretty bad to get raped 30 times and denied vacation.
Wait, I just had a thought.
I mean,
do you know how they said he made a surprise attack on her when she was out on the street?
An ambush.
Yeah. She was going to collar a perp, and he's standing there as they're waiting for, she's coming up to arrest him, and he turns to her and goes, oh, fuck, not this again.
What?
Automatic.
You paint a vivid picture.
I have no...
An automatic.
Vaughn just wanted to get out like the, oh, no, not again.
It was like that American Idol thing where he just wanted to say, and they kicked her to the street.
Yeah, several times.
It took him 18 minutes
to say they kicked her to the street.
She was how old? She was two. Mom, they just kicked her to the street? That's it? That's all you got? Took it that long?
I had something. Shut up.
That's it, baby.
It's freaking almost 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Guess we got a break.
Is this story all done or is there any more?
Yeah, that's it. I skipped over the blah blah stuff, but whatever.
Oh, you did good at that. You should read stories from now on.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
When Steve's
I don't like
not
reading.
Here. When Steve's not here anyway.
Steve's pretty good
at it. I wonder if he's going to come up.
What happened?
I wonder if Steve's going to show up.
I don't know. He hasn't texted me or anything.
I'd say no.
Don't hurt my puppy.
Jesus Christ, whiplash.
Don't hurt my puppy.
All right, we'll be right back.
Bye.
Yay! After these messages, we'll be right back.
That in the whole time?
Yeah, that was special.
Wow.
Ah! It smells like old tomatoes on this mic.
Old tomatoes.
Like old tomato sauce, you know?
So, oh! The chat room saw my ass and Vaughn's ass. And they saw Matt dropping dead from seeing Vaughn's ass.
Don't trip on that headset. It's like going between your legs.
All right, well, good night.
Hold on.
I don't think Matt's talking.
Wow.
There we go.
How was that that fart, Matt? You like that?
Not bad.
Vaughn's
naked ass, however, disgusting.
Did Vaughn turn his windscreen inside out?
Yeah, it smells that bad. I had that mic jacked in my ass when I farted. So
it's like, yeah, it was a little overmodulated. I could hear that.
I wish we had an instant replay.
Yeah, me too.
That was a good one.
Well, whenever you post these shows, they can hear it again and again.
Yeah, but
there you go.
Whenever you guys give me descriptions for the shows.
Don't you have the two shows up for the last week up yet?
I have them up on the, the fuck is she
fucking
doing?
Pile drive there.
You just tripped Lola.
They're up on the site. They're just not posted.
Post them.
Well, you posted those two, right?
Yeah, I didn't Palinko put them up and on Cuddle. The, he posted
well, you uploaded them.
2 weeks before he posted them.
I just need descriptions.
Yeah. I listen to both of them.
Luke. Yeah. Well, write I'll something down.
Okay.
Is the toucher in the room?
Yeah, he's in the room. He's being very quiet.
He's touching.
Might be in a meeting or something.
He might have had a heart attack. It was Vaughn.
Yeah. There's a lot of Vaughn to take in.
Yeah, oh.
We all know there's a lot of Vaughn to take in.
What is this shit about Jenks?
Who?
You were reading that before, Vaughn.
Who's that?
Jenkinson's.
Oh, Jenkinson's.
You know, Jinx.
Jenkinson's on the boardwalk. They do a lot of underage shows.
Uh-huh.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, they do like 18. Like 18 and over.
Usually Tiny Heiny Night.
Yeah, usually the girls can get
like
in. When 18.
Teen nights and stuff like that. Like yeah, they, Abyss does and
they,
stuff like
they
that.
They used to do that at, what was that place that shut down?
Club Bonnet?
No, right there on the... Fuck.
So, you I don't know.
Tradewinds.
Tradewinds. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Well, they call it Tiny Heiny Night.
Well, Jenkinson's is... They've been doing this for years.
Hang on, let me just bring up one more point about the what I just said. They would have if you were a girl, you can get in at 18. If you were a guy, you had to be 21.
Yeah,
is that not just fucking date rape?
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, it is. It's fucking disgusting.
Whatever.
No, I think it's glorious.
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think
it's a valid, wonderful choice.
I call it full fantasy. I don't know why.
Full and true fantasy.
Matt thinks it's fine because he's waiting until, like, I don't know, 2 more weeks when someone's legal. He can actually start talking to her.
Yeah, maybe.
You got to convince the rents.
You got to just get Eric to talk to her sister more.
Wow.
Well, it's the only guy.
That would be inadvisable.
Well, yeah, she'd give up life. She'd probably shoot herself if she had to talk to Eric more than 10 minutes a day.
That's not what I meant.
What? Oh.
But anyway.
So I guess they're having these teen nights, but they might have to...
18 to under, 21 to drink.
Yeah.
They might have to give it
18 to chill, 21 to swill. They might have to drop it because teens are showing up...
Shit-faced.
Fucking drunk.
Fucking shit-faced.
Fucking drunk.
And if you've ever been in Jersey, I mean, this is probably
never.
Just for the toucher because everybody else who listens to this has probably been to Jersey at least once in their life. You need to drink.
Okay.
I mean, Matt doesn't, but Matt
I still don't go to clubs.
Well, you don't go to clubs at all?
You should. It would be funny. Does it look like he goes to clubs?
No.
I know Vaughn goes to Chubby's.
Oh, yeah, fuck
I know
you!
Why he does.
Fuck you! Just come fat. I think I'm going to go to that fucking shithole.
Yeah, he also goes to Echo.
Oh, motherfucker!
I've been to both.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
I haven't set foot inside either of those places.
I was going to say Vaughn goes to Echo because they got to charge him twice. Because he's fat.
Nice.
Get it?
Yeah. I'm fucking huge.
Big.
Big.
I don't know why you looked like 50 pounds heavier on the webcam.
Because I am.
I was asking where the toucher was. He says, I'm here. I'm just really nauseous. And I think I'm partially blind and my bowels kind of let go.
So he's dead.
I guess from Vaughn's ass.
Gross.
Yeah, gross. I want to see what the toucher looks like.
Me too.
And toucher sends a picture.
Maybe we don't.
Imagine he's like fucking three times as fat as anyone here.
Oh,
that'd be hysterical.
And he's like Samoan.
Ask him for his stats.
Samoan.
He's from Papua New Guinea.
He looks like Jon Favreau if he gained about 600 pounds.
Guy from Swingers.
Yeah. Okay. He's directing the Iron Man movie.
Guy from
Is
what?
He really?
Yeah.
He directed Elf as well.
Elf.
Yeah. The guy from what?
Swingers.
You'd know him if you saw him. Did you see Elf with Will Ferrell?
No.
Okay. Well, then you probably wouldn't know him if you saw him. That's the only thing I know that he's in.
Yeah.
You're so money.
Swingers.
You're so money, you don't even know it.
What's the sequel? What was it?
A sequel?
No, yeah, stop it.
Was Swingers.
Or was it like a written sequel that
no,
they kinda...
it was.
Oh,
it
you
was
mean
Vince,
Made.
Made. Vince Vaughn and him were in this, pretty much playing the same characters, but...
Yeah.
Oh.
They call it a character sequel, I guess.
That's like...
technically a sequel.
What was the prequel to fucking Natural Born Killers?
Oh, yeah.
True Romance.
True Romance, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's different director, different...
But it's the same
like actors, all that.
But it's the same, Tarantino wrote both of them.
Okay. Yes.
Anyway. Yeah.
Very good.
That's kind of known. Like, if you've ever been to a club that does all ages shows around here or anywhere, you always see pregame in the parking lot. All the fucking underage kids are getting fucking shit-faced, and they're coming in drunk. It's like, are they really going to stop it? Because it's probably, like, a good amount of Jenkinson's money is probably made in, like... Especially during the summertime, like middle of the week, the fuck,
what?
Middle of the week, all ages, like dance shows and stuff, like dance parties or some shit, whatever they do there.
Perhaps
Dance Party USA.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in the Jenkinsons?
No.
Yeah.
Have not.
No, I'm not asking Matt.
Have you ever been to Bar A?
No.
Yeah.
No. Bar A's.
I would imagine they're similar. So I don't want to go to either one.
Nobody over
again.
24.
I've been to Jenkins
Bar A.
Yeah.
You been there?
No, that's why I hear them.
No.
That's what people. I get.
I dragged Derek out one night.
The bar? You dragged him to Bar A?
To see.
Oh, no one over. I'm drunk.
To see the.
It's all kids, right?
Yeah. I thought you meant under. I don't know why.
Yeah. What?
Anyway.
What?
No. I dragged Derek out to Bar A one night to see the worst band.
Why'd you go see it?
Because she wanted, because she thinks it's funny.
It was very funny.
She thinks it's
so
funny
bad, it's good.
To take me to see a band that covers like MCR.
No.
For those of you that don't know, My Chemical Romance.
Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. Well, we didn't stick around for that. I was like literally the whole time I was there, I just wanted to punch Carly in the face.
I would tell
I was just like,
sorry,
why did you bring me here?
And I drank my watered down Miller Lite in a plastic
They
cup.
Have, I guess, quarter drinks.
Yeah. Oh, quarter drinks.
So there's people with, and they have and like little like bathroom solo cups, basically.
Yeah, they're tiny.
Yeah, they have these little solo cups, and they that's what they pour them in because they're a quarter each.
Yeah.
But you can order as many as you want. So you can order 20 drinks, and they'll line them up in front of you. And you just sit there drinking these little drinks.
Wow.
Like all night, if you want.
Yeah. And
you got to get them at that. They encourage you to buy them early on while they're cheaper. And I guess like as every half hour.
They go
up.
Yeah. I don't know how much. But
it's like another quarter or something. So they start at 25 and 50, $75. And then $1.25.
Yes.
And then $1.50.
Mm-hmm. What's after that?
I didn't stay that
long. And that was for Bar A?
That was Bar A. Yeah. That was Bar Anticipation.
I was
anticipating my car because I wanted to leave.
A noose.
Yeah.
Seriously. I had a blast.
She could not get enough of this stupid fucking band.
I
just
want
to leave.
What were they called?
Jenkinson
Lifespeed.
Oh, fuck them.
Wow. Okay.
Fuck that band. Who cares?
They're really bad, aren't they?
Yeah, they suck. I know what you're talking about.
It's fun
fuck
to watch a band that bad.
No, it's not
that
fun.
That thinks that they're that good.
No, it's not.
They
it's
really
like,
do
like,
think they're good.
It's like seeing Brian Kirk and the Jerks without, like, I don't know, anybody else. Like, letting people beat up Brian Kirk of Brian Kirk and the Jerks because he's an asshole.
But here's the thing. Brian Kirk and The Jerk and Life Speed probably make more money than we'll ever see in our life.
True.
Those fucking stupid Jersey cover bands, the shore bands, they make an insane amount of money.
Fucking nerds.
They're all sponsored by Miller Lite and Budweiser and shit.
Wait, I thought they make like 50 grand a year each.
Whatever.
They get like a contract where if there's, I don't know, eight people in one of those big goofy bands.
Well, that's New Power Soul.
Yeah, but that's a big band. Like, they get a lot of people. And I heard their contract was like 400 grand a year for everyone.
400 grand, though.
Still, 50 grand a year for playing weekends.
I know, but that's...
Yeah, playing twice a week.
Okay. Brian Kirk's got to be a millionaire.
Huh. Yeah, probably.
Anyway,
he probably gets more than that.
I went to Jenkinson's once because...
He plays it like half the week. He's like Wednesday to Sunday. He does weddings and shit.
Mm. Yeah, they're fucking...
I know the sound guy for him. I should talk to him about that.
What was it? I went to Jenkinson's once because my brother's wife, her best friend... They were having a party, and they were all like, oh, we're going to go to Jenkinson. Do you want to come? And I'm like, am I near the boardwalk? Okay. If all else fails, I can go fucking skee-ball for the rest of the evening.
Skee-ball.
So we all get in there, and the place is just what I expect. You know, guys
I want to go skee-balling. Jizz on those little wooden balls and throw them
guys in guinea tees with blowouts and fucking 2,500-degree tans.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, no, I'm not kidding. Girls who look just like hags, like fucking just tight fucking clothes, faces
tramp
that
stamp.
Yeah, fucking disgusting. And the nerds are fucking playing.
How many fucking Honda Civics were in the parking lot?
Millions.
Millions.
How many Celicas?
12, at least.
The fucking Honda Civic is like the official car of like this area.
How many Eclipses?
At least 20, and they were all done out to like fucking chink attire.
You know, chink attire.
The fucking big high fins and the just that fucking shit.
Nothing
sound.
The same color.
The bass that was installed by a white guy, but you know a black guy was hanging out because at least sounds somewhat good.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You ever hear a white kid's car that's got too much bass in it?
Yeah.
The fucking whole thing rattles. No, like the fucking car is falling apart because they hit a certain beat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like ding, fucking bullets just flying off.
Like that?
Yep. Like that.
And if you ever see a black guy's car with that, you practically don't even hear it until you walk into the car and it's just like, ha. Huh. It's like fucking, he's got it lined out.
What's your frame of reference?
Blacks to do better.
Okay.
There blacks do it better. They got bigger dicks and they do things much better than we do. Anyway.
Toucher says.
Oh, God.
Dr. Toucher.
Oh, good. Let me hear.
I'm guessing when Vaughn was spawned.
Spawned. Nice.
Spawned.
He came out a whopping 14-pounder.
Whoa.
Which is surprising, given he was born 28 weeks premature. He came out eating his own placenta.
Nice. Like on that fucking bread that...
There's gnawing on it.
That Carly has.
This guy's very, very funny. I like the toucher.
I asked him if he was a fat guy.
And he said, not as fat as one. Not as enormous.
I may have never been to Jersey, you chubby fag. At least I've been thin during my life. I said, are you thin now? He said, compared to Vaughn. I will always be thin regardless of what I try and do.
Wow! What an asshole! Whatever.
The bass sounds like Vaughn walking on a wooden floor. It scares small children.
Like fucking Godzilla. Fucking ridiculous.
Godzilla. Vaughn.
Nope.
Yeah.
So that's what we have to put up with.
And the thing is, I was there. I was in Jenkinson's for maybe 45 minutes. I just couldn't stand it.
We didn't make it to like 15 minutes.
No, we were there like a good hour.
Because
band didn't even start yet when we got there.
No, because they were like, oh, come on, you got to hang out. Because it's like 8 or 9 people. And they're like, oh, come on, I'm just having a puss. I'm like, no, I can't. I can't deal with 45-year-old guys who look like they're dressed up like the nerds. I can't deal with it.
See, we didn't get through the first set, though. That's why I didn't think we were there that long.
I can't
but
deal
I guess
with,
you're right.
We didn't get through the first 5 songs, I don't think.
No. He was like, okay, let's go.
They walked out on stage. I'm like, all right, I've seen enough.
I got to them
the
singing.
The bass player looked like Carly.
Nice.
He looked like Carly.
I've seen him. Yeah,
he's a waif of a man. Uh-oh. Same haircut as Carly.
Uh-huh. Looks like somebody else I've shown you.
Yes. No. Yes. Exactly. It was disgusting.
Uh-huh.
He looked like a girl.
You know how far I got in the whole set of the nerds playing? They started Sweet Caroline. And
yes.
For some odd reason, that's like a fucking anthem for everybody
in
the state.
Da, da, da. Ba, ba, ba. So good. So, oh, Right.
Like, yep. You can absolutely hate, like, Manilow all your life. That song comes on.
Or Neil Diamond.
What is that, Barry Manilow?
Did you just say Manilow?
Whatever, they both suck. Who cares?
Oh, my God.
What, are you a fucking connoisseur, you douche? I know the difference. I don't give a fuck.
No, but you should know that Neil fucking Diamond
I would never
did
use
Sweet
the word
Caroline.
Fucking with Neil Diamond. Anyway.
Jude Diamond did that song there.
So, anyway, that song pops up. Everybody fucking, like, freaks out.
I wrote this
out.
Song in the back of a Dixie cup.
And everybody wigs the fuck out in this place, and I'm like, I gotta go. Mm. No, I can't. I gotta leave. Because once they start singing along to the song, like, he's not even singing the song. They're just playing it, and everybody's mouthing the words just as loud as they can.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm out. Beeline. Get me the fuck out of here.
It doesn't matter where I am as long as I have a drink.
That's true.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Any fucking, any club.
I don't care. I'll tolerate it.
No, it's like all these fucking dive fucking dance clubs in this state.
Give me a couple people to hang out
they
with
throw
and a
like,
drink.
They throw like Fine. Fucking Rhythm is a Dancer and fucking Sweet Caroline on there and everybody's on the floor fucking freaking out.
I mean, you even sat through the Unusual Suspects. I can't even tell you how many times.
Wow.
Oh,
that was bad.
I had a drink.
She had a drink. Yeah.
Wow.
That was my old cover band. Well, not mine. Someone else's that I was in.
What was that other one you were in? Like,
I wasn't very happy with that.
Derek stood there the whole time staring at the wall.
He really
and
did.
Looking depressed mm-hmm. and annoyed.
I think he was just constantly farting up there.
What was that last one
So he had
one
his back
in?
To us the whole time.
I was.
What was
oh,
that last
retrofit?
One? Retrofit?
Oh, fuck.
You ever heard
was
from
that,
those
was
assholes?
Was that them? Retrofit?
Fuck, damn.
Retro fucking...
Jeez.
He had a cool drum set.
Yeah, it took up the whole fucking place.
Yeah, I fucking shit. This guy
was a Neil Peart drum set.
Holy shit! Oh my god,
he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was good, but he fucking didn't need all that shit.
Didn't.
So, I put an ad in the paper because I'm a bass player and I want to join a cover band, like a gigging cover band. I don't want to fucking start one.
You're a fucking jobber.
So this guy says, you know, our bass player left, whatever. So I go there and they're all fucking. anyway. They're all, like, older guys, whatever, and they were kind of hesitant about bring me on board because I was a younger chap. But I knew the song, so they let me on there. Now, this fucking guy had this drum set. It was an electronic drum set. I swear to God, it was like the size of this couch.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was fucking huge.
It's fucking huge.
So we're doing a gig at this place called Connie's, which is a shithole.
Ultra dive bar.
Yeah.
No, it's not even a dive bar. It's a dead bar.
They
the people in there were dead.
It was cash only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we go to start a tab. No, we don't take credit cards. What? Well, do you have an ATM? Nope.
Whoa.
My mother had to leave the bar.
Yes, I saw that.
Your and go find an ATM at like 7-Eleven and come back with cash.
She had to go like 4 or 5 lights down to get
Whoa.
And then figure out a way to get back because where that bar is...
Oh, it's like, fucking, I pass it like twice on the way there.
Yeah, it's like,
you gotta go to a club and then try to find it.
Yeah.
It's like, go to Abyss and then kind of sneak around this corner here and you can kind of see it.
Yeah.
So anyway, what were you gonna say?
Hit a huge bass.
Drum.
So I show up, the stage is probably the size of, I don't know, like a rug. Like this rug here.
Yeah.
You know.
It's
a tiny little stage.
It's like right. 6x6.
You missed this, Matt. You really did.
Yeah. I know.
So I get there kind of early, but not earlier than the drummer, of course, because he's got everything set up, and it's fucking huge.
He must have got there at like noon.
Oh, my God.
It was the Hummer of drum sets.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a drummer.
Yes. I swear to God.
It was unnecessary.
It was.
Didn't he use like not even any of it. He used maybe 2 of them. Like,
he could have used mine.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That would have worked perfectly.
He could have just used a regular set.
He could have just used like a couple of coconuts.
Yeah. Seriously.
Like
he could have just used a suitcase.
Like a kid's drum set he could have used.
Kick it. But I mean, and it had like, it was the whole setup where it was like all like pipes and shit.
Oh,
and everything
yeah.
was kind of coming off of it. It like surrounded him. He had to like climb into it. And it was just ridiculous.
He's wearing fucking pajamas.
And I got a pretty big... like bass stack back there, so yeah. I gotta try to squeeze this thing in.
It was like a mech warrior suit that he's getting into,
basically. Yeah,
dude. Everybody's amps and everything like that were the rest of the stage, and it's like you and Mini Andre the Giant.
I was just thinking of him.
Fucking date raping each other. It was just it was fucking violent.
Derek had to keep peeking out from behind the other band members.
I could not move.
Derek had to fucking use his bass guitar as a block so he wouldn't get slapped in the face.
Yeah.
He almost got smacked like 3 times in the mouth.
When was this?
Back in like the spring. Yeah, early spring.
No. Was it spring?
It was
early spring. It was like cold out still.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know why. What did I miss? Was I working or something?
Yeah, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
You missed my debut on drums.
Yeah, I left before that. I was so annoyed by that.
You missed
because
it too?
The guy actually got out of the drum kit. He was such an anal retentive prick too.
He let me in there. He let me play.
All of them were like it was just weird.
What,
just
what the hell did you play?
I don't remember.
Oh, that whole lot 11. No, what
no,
was it?
It was
Lot 11.
Oh, yeah. Can I get it?
Wow.
He had this weird thing to his voice.
He didn't really pronounce words.
He like over accentuated and over
the wrong things.
He put like weird melodies on things.
His voice was affected.
Very affected. Mm-hmm. Like the song's just like, I don't need a whole lot of love. Yeah, and he's just like, I don't need.
So he sang every song like it was Green Day song.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, you said those guys were those guys playing for a while before you got in there?
Well, they've all been playing forever.
But were they playing with each other for a while before you started with them?
Because a couple months.
Like, they play with each other every now and then.
Shut up. Because some of the songs that they were doing, it, like, you could see the guitar, the little mini Andre the Giant guitarist.
Oh, what? God.
What?
He looked like Andre the Giant, like 5 foot nothing.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He was like my height.
Couldn't be.
And it's like the two guitarists, the one guitarist with the one guitarist with enough effects pedals on his fucking board to kill a horse.
Nice.
Like, he was using it to make piano sounds and shit like that. Like, he had, like, a Casio.
So it was just unnecessary.
I thought they had a keyboardist, and he's like, no, I
do that.
And I turned around, and I was like, oh, my God.
The mini Andre the Giant guy was wearing a leather vest.
Andre the pajama pants. Andre the Midget.
And he was wearing a shirt with martini glasses with fire coming out of them.
Because they were all trying to get, like, a musical theme, so everybody's wearing musical shorts or, like, pants. The drummer was wearing pajama clothes.
With musical notes on them.
With musical notes on them.
And the Derek and the other guy were like, one. Meh.
Derek's the only one who looked like he actually was like, I don't care, but you know what? I'm actually coming out looking like a human being. Like, not like you freaking slubs. But it's like, at some points, there was like certain cues and stuff like that, and like the songs, like would they hit, either hit like a, they go to like a chorus or like it should be like a solo.
Yeah.
And they like, and Derek's on it, and it's like sometimes you're just sitting there jumping for like the, for like the bit. It's like, oh, this is supposed to be the solo. And like, oh shit. And then somebody fucking puts into it.
It was ridiculous.
And it was such a train wreck.
Andre the Giant doppelganger guy. He his amp was so loud and it was right in my ear.
Because you were right against the freaking
mic. I could not hear after that fucking thing. I really couldn't.
And the one thing that threw the rest of the band for a loop is out of nowhere, Derek bring somebody up, a guy from work, to play bass, and they're like, okay. They were completely confused. Like, did you even pass that with them, or you just automatically threw it on them?
Hello, you're on the Aristocrats.
Hi, it's me, Lauren.
Oh, it's Lauren.
It's Lauren, Lauren.
On location.
How's it going, guys?
That's going great.
I've been able to listen. I've been getting a little bit drunk.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Boy.
Are you sure this isn't Christine?
You've been getting in where? In the where?
Well, let's check the bra size. We'll find out.
Vaughn, I know that's you. I know that's you. I know where you live.
You don't know where I live.
I can joke.
No, I don't. But you know what? I know where you are every Tuesday and Thursday night. That's all that matters.
Okay, honey.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Carly. What's up?
Not much.
Drink some more. You might be
funny.
Yeah,
that's good.
I miss you tonight.
Wow.
This is...
What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about some of my... Ooh.
What's going on?
The hell?
Yeah. Ooh, it sounds from Retrofit.
Is it Retrofit?
Yes.
It sounds bad. Oh, yeah. Right.
We're talking about one of the cover bands Derek played in.
And how awesome they were.
Can this stop? Thank you.
Oh, that one cover band. That one cover band that we saw that one time in Red Bank. They were pretty good, and that guy, the lead singer, was pretty hot.
Wow.
She's talking about Pat, by the way, Derek.
Can you be a little more vague?
Can you be more slurry?
She's talking about Pat Hogan. Oh,
who?
Shit.
Wow. What's up, name dropper?
That's Paul Hogan's brother.
That was
brother.
Not me.
That was so me.
Yeah, I know. This whole fucking week has been name drops.
I couldn't even help that I heard it coming out, and I couldn't stop it.
Fucking Steve and Steve.
I know. I was tempted.
Guys,
yeah?
I hate to interrupt the flow of your things, but
you
are you guys going to WC after?
Where's that?
What is that?
The wash closet?
Yeah.
What are we, in Britain?
Are you going to the wash closet after?
Warcraft?
War Trade Center?
I will give you,
one. The castle that's white.
Lauren, shut up. I will give you one guess, and the answer is yes. Go ahead, guess.
No. Okay, so I guess it's yes. I'm going to try and make it home as fast as I can to meet you guys. So that I can go to
drive,
the white
drive really fast, because I worry about you.
Uh-huh.
Crash.
Where are you?
I'll be all right. I'm actually in South Plainfield.
Oh, you'll never
make it. Have a few drinks.
She's getting raped.
That's not true.
Are you going to meet us here, or you want to meet us at the castle?
Be careful.
So maybe she should meet us here. It's closer, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Whatever. Yeah, why don't you come here?
If you can get here in, you know, under 45 minutes.
Don't make her
I'll
rape.
Try. I mean, I know I can get to my house. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, you
I'll
live
you
2 minutes away from me.
That's true.
What?
Whoa!
That was from Vaughn. Just make your way here. We'll wait for you. Don't rush.
All right. Did Steve end up coming in?
No, he's not here.
He said he got a new cell phone and he wanted to go home and play with it.
Is that why he didn't come?
Yes.
No, he worked till like 9 o'clock.
Affirmative.
What a fucking queer.
He also worked till 9 o'clock.
He's fucking, he can't do the show because he's home playing Snake.
You wish. He doesn't play games.
Solitaire.
All right, Lauren, head over here, but don't rush. Don't kill yourself.
Solitaire is just another word for masturbating.
All right, if I make it to my house, will someone come by and scoop me up
No.
Take me to White Castle?
Fuck that.
Thank you, guys.
Goodbye.
Thank
that
you.
Shit. Come
I'm not
here.
That.
It's nice to see you again. We'll see you Tuesday.
Just come to the house.
Just come here, will you?
You guys, come on, don't be dicks.
You live 2 minutes away. You live right down the highway.
We're just a bunch
here.
Of cocks here.
All right, I'll try and make it there. I know, it's just that it's really hard for me to drive when I drank, but, like, I'm going to try, and I'll see how
Lauren,
I do. I really
us,
want
give
White
us
Castle.
A, give us a call and let us know how you made out.
All right,
and who
sounds
you made
good.
Out with.
All right.
Okay.
Who tell us.
Have fun with the rest of the show.
Yeah, all right,
wait,
bye.
You got to tell us who fondled your titties next week.
Ah!
See ya. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Is that Vaughn?
No.
Vaughn. Goodbye.
Bye. That was a waste. That was a waste of fucking time.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I do have the song here.
Waste of sperm and egg.
Let's see if we can get this up.
Go for it.
Playing. No, it's not.
No, it's not playing.
What happened?
Come on, you fucking.
What happened? Well, what happened, Jack?
This was the song. Here we go.
Oh.
That is not me.
It's not me either.
I don't.
What the?
I don't need a big fun car.
Atrocious.
I've got everything that a man could want. I've got more than I could ask for. Yeah. I don't.
Just imagine if there was no echo.
Yeah. You know what's weird, too? You know that weird thing that, like, Cher had on her voice? And then,
That's just how she sounds, though.
But no, that's like an effect.
Hmm. Yeah.
But it's also used.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's also like a kind of like a note grabber thing.
Uh huh.
Where it'll even if you're a little off key,
yeah.
It'll kind of keep with the key or whatever.
Cheats a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Huh? Well, I guess he has something like that, but it's not that good. So if you really listen, you can kind of hear the computerness come out of his voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's.
To stay out all night, because I've got me a sweet.
That just means you're not good enough.
She knows us how to treat me right.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Cause my baby, she's all right. Well, my baby, clean out of sight. Don't you know that she is? She's some kind of wonderful.
Yeah, so that's what I
could never tolerate this.
No.
This is what I had to play.
Yep.
For one show. Because didn't they just like give up on you? Like,
yeah, I got like $100-something for that show.
Not bad.
Yeah, but what happened, though? Like after the whole thing, didn't you try to get in touch with them and they kind of just blacklisted you?
Kinda.
Isn't that what happened? Like after that show?
He tried to call me, but I didn't call back.
Oh, you didn't call back. I thought you called them. What happened?
Berticus. I don't know who that is in the room. I think he knows us, though. He says, it sounds like if AIDS were converted to sound.
Nice. Nice.
Find out who that is.
I like that.
So that's, yeah, that's retro. Retrofitrocksit.com.
Do they have a picture of the band?
No.
Oh, they do.
Oh, really?
No.
That should be the picture for the. We should. We don't need any description for the show tonight. We just put a picture of Retrofit up.
Okay, well, here's the. Holy shit!
Oh, no.
This is the drummer.
He's so ugly.
/ singer. I'm going to put this up on the cam.
Is that going to go over well?
Why does he look like the Karate Kid in that fucking picture?
There you go.
Wow. Handsome devil, isn't he?
Maximum mullet.
And it's like Jerry Curl mullet, too. Whoa, Vaughn!
I didn't even
see
that. I
burped at the same time. I wasn't even looking at him.
Holy shit.
Ridiculous.
They gotta have a picture of the Andre the Giant doppelganger.
Well, he's in the band. They should.
I don't know. Unless they kicked him out.
And a picture of the mullet.
Oh, there's his giant drum set. You can get a shot of that.
Yeah, wow. He's not in it anymore. These are all different guys.
Oh, except for the guy on the left.
Yeah, it's just these two.
I burped. I did. Sorry.
Oh, God. You guys, I hate you.
Yeah, so the two guys that were in the band with you, the guitarist with the bad vocalization.
Yeah, this is the huge drum set. For those of you in the chat room, it's and that's half of it right there. What's in the picture? It's fucking. Did I just see a guy with Jerry curls? Yes, you did. Yes, he has Jerry curls. Yeah.
Yeah, he has Jerry curls and a fucking massive mullet.
So this is what that's what I.
You had to deal with for like 2 weeks, was it?
We practiced for like a month or so.
Month? I thought it was only a couple weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a month total. I don't know.
I wonder whatever happened to Andre the Giant.
He died.
Nah, he was kind of a dick.
I would call this band.
He looked like a dick.
Rather than what, retrofit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would call it just lackluster. It's just bad. If you just look at him, I just say, nah, it's bad. I don't even have to listen to him. I know what I'm going to hear.
Like when we were doing the show, they were trying to tell me how to dress.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I think I told
this
story.
Oh, God.
Yes. But for those of you that didn't hear the story,
we want you to wear leather chaps.
Well,
no pants.
It was just like, you know, you got to dress, dress like you're in a band, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, all right. Now I was just going to wear like a dress shirt and pants, whatever. Not like tucked in or anything, but just kind of loose.
They wanted you to like
I always do. They wanted me to dress like they do. Okay?
Pseudo bikers kind of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like gay pseudo 80s bikers. So the guy says, if you have like a nice vest or something you can wear. And I was like, vest. Yeah. Because I don't have any vests. He goes, well, go pick one up. No, I'm not gonna buy a vest. Like I don't have any. I got something I'll wear.
Just and cut then, the sleeves off a shirt or something.
And I said, well, you know, if you want me to look nice, I got like a black blazer I can wear. You know, and if you want me to like a little dress up but kind of dress down, just like a polo shirt and a black blazer. And then the guy goes, I'll tell you what you do with that. He goes, you get the blazer and you roll the sleeves up like halfway.
What?
Yes. I said, you mean like Miami Vice?
Yeah.
And he goes, exactly.
And I was like, I'm not doing this.
He said, exactly. He wanted me to dress like fucking Don Johnson. Is that him?
Yeah.
You know, like the white
fucking
suit,
tubs.
The white suit jacket with the pink shirt rolled up.
Like a douchebag.
Total 80s?
You should have did it.
No.
You should have just did it.
No.
Gung ho.
Fuck that.
Who cares?
They all look like rejects out of a fucking Michael Mann movie.
Yeah, but you would have looked a lot cooler than them.
He looked a lot cooler with his fucking normal garb.
I would have just came in like a tuxedo.
So then, I know. A tuxedo t-shirt. Painted on. So then the Andre the Giant Piano doppelganger guy, he shows up. First, he's just wearing like a t-shirt and sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, oh, I got to go get changed. And like Carly said, he had the leather vest. The martini, flaming martinis, and I don't know if you mentioned the leather pants.
Oh, was there leather?
Oh my God, the pleather pants.
The pleather pants.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Ugh,
actually, no,
sick.
I think they were leather.
I think it was matching the vest.
They were gross.
They
Whatever.
Were gross. And I would imagine, not really.
He couldn't have pulled off.
They
looked
like hammer pants.
Nice.
Kinda. Yeah, hammer
they
pants
were leather.
Leather.
Oh no.
He was a fat mess too.
He.
He looked like a triangle.
Like old school maple pants?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Wow.
And it was just an awful experience all around.
Yep, sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it. It's fucking horrid.
Even the people at the bar that must have been the regulars were
disappointed.
Yeah.
Dude, they were annoyed by you two. You and his mother dancing.
Oh, mm-hmm. You can't stop this party.
You almost fucking took a poor guy out. His mama was fucking ass nailed somebody right in the right in the
ass
ribs.
Nailed.
There wasn't much of a dance floor.
The dance floor is as big as the stage. Which is if the stage is this big, the dance floor is this small.
How big?
The dance floor is probably like the length of the futon, yeah, and then from back to here's the bar.
The futon. Yeah.
It was really small, yeah, and it was terrible.
Like 10 feet by 10 feet or
no,
less.
Like no, like from there to there, and from where you're sitting to here, and this is where the bar was.
So yeah, that's less than 10 by 10.
Nothing.
Oh, it was tiny. Mm-hmm.
And they had this one couple that looks like they must dig themselves out of their house every Saturday night just to go to this place.
I believe
we talked about this couple before.
With the rat tail?
Yes. They dressed to their fancy's fucking Saturday night clothes, which is all black.
What?
The one guy had a wig and a rat tail.
A wig?
They look like they died 10 years ago.
The wife never took off her sunglasses, and the place was pitch dark.
Why would they?
And they're dancing and shit like that, and Carly and Derek's mom come out, and they're dancing, and Derek's mom just kind of swiggles a little too fast, and because the guy was moving, I guess, over a little bit, and freaking nails him, and he freaking almost falls to the ground. It was just fantastic.
It was phantasmagoric.
Because I would have just loved to see an old man pop out his hip right then and there. That
would
have been great.
Oh, I would love it too.
Because there was no stopping Derek's mom, man. She was dancing for
never
like it was 1967, man.
Wow.
You put her in front of a cash bar, she's gonna lay down some cash.
That's true.
Debbie and I get along.
Who?
I didn't want to say the names.
Oh well, it's the first name. It doesn't matter.
That's true. Yeah, I don't want to say any of them.
She
it's been said before.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think the whole.
Oh, Andy.
A Berlin court has sentenced a man known as Schnitzel Steven.
Yes!
To 18 months in jail for cheating 64 restaurants in the past year when he was already on probation for previous unpaid eating binges. The heavyset man of 160 kilos, 350 pounds.
Also known as Vaughn.
Fuck you!
With a thin gray beard, would routinely order lamb chop steak or Viennese schnitzel.
Vienna?
I don't know.
Viennese.
It's a V-I-E-N-N-E-S-E.
Viennese.
That's what I said.
Anyway, schnitzel.
Viennese schnitzel, along with several beers.
Does sound like
when
me.
When the bill came, he either ran out the door or told the waiter he had no money.
I could not pay for this.
Scientology.
Running out the fucking bathroom window.
That's awesome.
Big fat ass.
Have you ever
run.
Done that?
Just fucking what? Run.
Dive a check?
Yeah.
No. I don't think I have.
I dive a bar check before, but no, like a beer check, but I never dived a food.
I've stiffed tips before.
Ooh. Ooh. I stiffed like a $120 beer check at one time.
What?
Beer tab.
What?
Yeah.
I've stiffed tabs on accident. Like
I was in
San
Francisco. Yeah, we were in this one place.
If you're in another state.
We were in this one place, and we were just like, no, we can't do this. There's no way I'm paying this fucking thing. I had like four beers, and it's $150. Fuck you. Wow. So, because the place is fucking packed, we were able to escape the place without anybody noticing.
Yeah.
You know, me, two queens, and a female.
Anyway.
Trying to drag out of the place. Pair
of queens.
That's
a royal flush you got there.
What is it? Too much for you there, Chimpai?
Derek and I stiffed a bill before, but then he realized that he left his credit card.
We'll get him.
Remember when we started the tab at whatever that place was by the train station?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he realized after we got home that he forgot to pay and forgot to close out the tab.
What, the pub?
Yeah, we just walked out the door. Like, no one stopped us. No one said anything. And
yeah, they don't give a shit.
Realized later, hey, we didn't pay.
Yeah,
credit card.
So I paid. I just didn't get my card back.
You paid and paid dearly,
basically. But I've done that before. I've had to like drive home and then be like, fuck. Drive back. They're like closing up, like mm-hmm. the bar or whatever, and just be like, you know, let me in. Closed.
Money.
I didn't pay you.
No. I never. That's why I never start tabs. Like that was the last.
I also want to come back to certain places.
That's true.
Yeah, like Carly had an experience where I won't say where with who, whatever. Where a couple of people stiffed the bill.
I paid my half. There were four of us. Two of us paid,
mm-hmm. and two other cocksuckers didn't.
And two others left, but it was at a place I like to go.
Yes.
So I had to lay low for a while.
What, for like a week?
No, I gave it like a month or so.
Yeah. Is it some place we all frequent?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I hate it when people act up in places like I remember we went to the diner. We used to go to the diner every fucking night after work.
It's true.
All of us. And there was this young gal who was with us, and the diner had just remodeled everything.
The whole
diner, Middletown Diner,
okay,
was brand new. She takes out a Sharpie marker and writes her name right on the table. Like on the side, and we're just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we got to come back here. We come here every night. You can't do that shit. And she's like, I don't see what the big deal. I want to fucking
kill were the initials?
I don't even remember her. Right, she was a dark haired girl.
Chaos?
FC?
Fucking cool. Yes.
Okay. I remember you talking about
that. Well, I know K. I don't know if it's S.
Yep.
You weren't there?
Nope.
No. Eric was there.
Yeah.
Because he yelled at her too.
Yep. Douche.
That's, I remember you telling me about this now.
Like, she just like she was bored. Like, we were boring her. So she's like, I'm just going to write my name.
Get the fuck out of the place.
Really big. And it was fun. The whole place was brand new.
Yeah.
It was like the second day they reopened.
And now when you go there now, it's like, oh, this place is like, they just put a new coat of paint and a slop of shit.
Yeah. But at the time, it was
brand new. No kidding. It's fucking like, just.
It's not that bad in there.
It's fine.
In the bathroom.
It's better than most.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
It's better than Broadway.
Where's that?
Nothing can
decor.
Yeah, well, Broadway hasn't changed since 1912.
Bright pink?
Mm.
What a fucking stupid diner.
Fucking insomnia. Why don't you went to...
The food is great and it comes out super fast.
It really does come out fast.
Yeah. And that fat like man.
You always dig the Broadway diner in Red Bank.
Mm-hmm.
But every time you go there, you fucking...
You love it.
Fucking chicken basket.
Oh.
Fried chicken basket.
Oh, yeah.
Sans basket.
Yeah. We haven't had that in a while. Maybe we should hit the diner.
No.
Now White Castle.
Yep.
Oh man.
So basically this guy is being convicted of 64 counts of fraud.
That's fucking ridiculous.
The total damages to the restaurants was 3,000 euros. Which I don't know. Is the euro still on par with the dollar?
Euros is actually better than the dollar, I think.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
You sure?
The peso is better than the dollar, for fuck's sake.
Come on.
It is. It was an NPR thing,
mm-hmm,
and they were talking about how the dollar is its all-time low in the last 20 years.
That's
the peso is beating it, which is like, because they were talking about how it's cheaper for Europeans to come here and vacation than it is for us to go there.
Okay.
Because like, everything's double up there.
It's almost triple. It almost triples the price if you go to England right now and buy like a fucking latte. It's like, you know,
well, England's different. I don't.
It's like $14 for a fucking latte in England, and like
Europe. American stuff is very expensive. Like jeans over there are like,
$150 to $200
for a pair of $50 Levi's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like when our friends from Scotland came over, like the one thing they did was they went to the Levi Strauss store and bought jeans for everybody.
That's what they were talking about.
Because they were like, oh my god, $60 for a pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were talking about.
Yeah.
How Europeans will come here, buy up all our shit. And bring it back because it's cheap to buy it here because we're fucking, our money is useless.
Well, at least they're buying it here. You know, it's not like they're coming over here and working and then bringing that money home.
Yeah.
They're putting money into the country.
Yeah.
They take the fucking textiles. Who gives a shit?
Textiles.
Textiles, awesome.
So anyway.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
I had one thing that was kind of interesting, but...
But you're not going to
do it. I don't think it's good for the show.
One more note on that.
Okay.
The difference between England and the rest of Europe. England doesn't have euros, does it? They still pay with pounds.
Both.
England.
They use both?
I think they do.
England has pounds. Scotland has pounds.
Uh-huh.
Ireland.
Go on, you should know about this.
Northern Ireland has pounds.
Yeah, I think.
And the rest do the euro.
Euro, yeah. But I think they also do take euro in a...
A lot of them are mixed.
Yeah,
how many pounds are you?
A ton.
Okay. Ton.
I'm almost as fat as that fucking guy we had on Tuesday.
Oh. That guy was big.
1,600 pounds originally.
Boom!
I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records for losing the most weight fastest, and I'm still in the Guinness Book of World Records being a fat fuck.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
But like even when I went over there, they some places actually take American money too.
Yeah,
because it was kind of like when the euro was still kind of young, and
mm-hmm,
it was basically on par. So, like a lot of places around airports and stuff like that, bars, they'll take dollars and euros.
Yeah,
or pounds.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So
it's
like fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they can just send somebody over to convert it or whatever. You know, whatever.
It's like down the street.
Not even that. Like it's just like
they just take it.
It's like $5 or here's 5 euros. Okay, it's just. Like, they were...
I got you.
Yeah. You got it.
What were you going to say?
Who, me?
Yeah, you were going to bring up a story, but I wanted to make fun of
it. No, I just, yeah.
Midget Muay Thai?
This is something we, can look at after the show.
Oh.
Famous women and how they've aged.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
And there's some fucking winners
Beasties
in here. Oh, my God.
Do they have good and bad?
I guess so. Because
there's some
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Right. There's a good amount of women who are like 40s right now who look so much better than they did 20 years ago.
Oh.
Well, let's see if they have any of them
first. Well, what is it? The whole thing, I just saw this whole big piece I think E did on Michelle Pfeiffer.
Uh-huh.
And because there's a new movie, like that Neil Gaiman movie, the Stardust.
Neil Diamond?
That's coming out?
Gaiman. Yeah, it's coming out next week, I think.
But that was a really short...
Well, it's the first book. It's the first book he's getting transferred into a movie.
Oh. I want to see American Gods in movie form.
Yeah, but I think they're going to try this and see how it goes. I think a lot of people are going to show up. But anyway, she's in it, and they're talking about how beautiful she looks. And, like, she actually doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
For a woman who's what? I think she's in her late 60s.
Is she that
70s?
Old?
Yeah.
She's pretty old. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I think she's in her 60s somewhat.
Wait, who's this again?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Can you please look that up, Derek?
Sorry, what?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
When did
how old she is?
Yeah.
When did she do, or maybe she's in her 50s. I'm trying to remember.
Well, you just said 70s.
I'll say, no, exact, I said late 60s.
I say late 50s, maybe early. I think
well, she was,
late
wasn't
50s.
She late? When early was Batman Returns?
1958, she was born.
Okay.
So what's that?
I don't know.
Come on there, math boy.
She's I'm not math
just
boy.
About 50.
All right, sorry. My fault.
I was wrong. I thought that she had a...
Or 30 years plus.
But she doesn't look bad. For a woman who's 50, she doesn't look that, she doesn't look bad.
Yeah,
she actually looks kind of better than when she was in Scarface.
She's almost 50.
Mm-hmm. If you look at her in Scarface, she looks ridiculous. Like she looks no, she looks
what's
like
that mean?
She looks by far better nowadays than she did back then. And that was the early 70s.
So who do they got on here?
Oh, they got a bunch of Suzanne Summers is here.
She was like really cute, and then she kind of got like all right, and then she just went downhill
somebody again. Threw bork acid
on
her face.
Yeah, they kind of. Yeah, she went kind of.
Is that her right there?
Yeah.
She looks like City. That fucking the Muppet, the weird Muppet girl. It's like whoa, man.
The tambourine player and the
in the Electric
Mayhem. Yeah.
Considering she looks like she's had some plastic surgery, she doesn't look bad.
She has.
No.
She was the Thigh Master commercial. Yeah,
Carol
right?
Burnett.
Carol Burnett was always ugly, though.
Yeah, 91. And they got her
oh, my goodness.
2007.
She looks like an old
wow,
mom.
Terrible.
A lot of plastic surgery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ocharo. She hasn't fucking changed the
oh,
band.
Yeah.
No, but she's... Oh, yeah. Come on. Yeah. She's... That suit is holding... That suit is holding everything in. If she wasn't wearing such a tight fucking suit, that shit would be all over
corset.
The
place. Corset.
Whatever.
Kathleen Turner here.
She's a fucking...
And, wow.
Whoa!
Wow.
Oh, my God!
She's fucking ugly.
Oh, my... What a pig. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, this one's
with
good.
A name like that, you should never look like
Mia
that.
Mia Farrow wasn't that good looking anyway.
Mia Farrow, yeah, she was always very homely looking, but now... You're dish.
Yeah, but that's a bad... That's a silly ass picture. Have you seen that? Was it
she
that
looks terrible.
Did you see the new Omen movie?
No.
She's in that, and she doesn't look that
the
bad in the
this?
Movie.
Lauren
Bacall.
Lauren Bacall.
Whoa.
The dog's
how old
cute?
Is she?
That looks like
she's
a
she's got
to
be 100.
No, 1,000.
Wow.
Is, no, Michelle Pfeiffer's coming up, isn't she?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
There's Michelle Pfeiffer in 1988. And here's Michelle Pfeiffer 2007. She aged gracefully.
She looks like a completely
but she's
different
got,
person.
But she's had work done. You could see it in her nose. She's gotten work done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her whole face. Yeah.
This one's good.
She's been reconstructed.
Oh, no.
Melanie Griffith.
I showed you pictures of her.
Oh, my God.
And here she is, in 2006.
I posted pictures
ow.
Of her.
Oh, my it? God.
I posted pictures of her on the board a couple of months ago.
She is.
And she looked like Skeletor.
Disgusting.
Helene Griffith. Holy shisa.
Jessica Lange.
Oh Jessica boy. Lange.
And
whoa!
Look
wow.
at that crease in the forehead.
Turned into Jesse Lange. My God, that's a man.
Jimbo Lange.
Jesus fuck.
That is,
oh man.
This is interesting, but not very good for the show, yeah, but well. Whatever. We're already fucking. It was Angelica Houston.
Oh, but come on. Angelica Houston just.
And then,
She looks like that.
She looks like a man.
She looks like a school teacher. Like one of those ugly ones that don't have sex with students.
Bette Midler.
Oh,
Matt's
my
favorite.
God.
How old she know?
No, Barbara Streisand is the one I really hate.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, she looks better now.
Yeah, she does.
Who's this?
This would
Diane
be
Keaton.
Diane Keaton.
And then now?
She's older.
Old Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't look that bad, though. She looks very...
She's clean.
She's very, very cute. Clean.
The only problem I have with her is that she waited until she was like in her 60s to go topless. There's a...
What?
No, because
Jane Fonda.
Oh, no.
With Henry Fonda looking...
Henry Fonda about dead.
Yeah, 1982, looking great. And her today. She even looks very decent.
Very graceful.
But she's another one who looks totally different.
Yeah, she does.
Because they all get their chins filed down and the nose is more pointy.
The skin pulled back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, this is going to be great. Liz Taylor.
She's a fucking balloon.
No.
She's
51.
So cute there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she looks like fucking... like Brando before he died.
And February 2007, yeesh.
Yeah, she was gorgeous, but now.
Who's this?
Madonna.
Madonna.
Now. Come on.
Knows
Sean
what
Penn,
hell
look
Madonna
at that.
Like. Yeah, oh, Rosie.
I think Madonna just wears a mask.
Rosie doesn't look much different.
No.
She's gotten fatter. That's it.
Yeah, she's a pig.
She's always been.
Sally Field.
Yeah, whatever.
She just looks
she
old.
She looks all right.
Haggard old bitch.
Sharon Stone.
I've seen worse pictures of her nowadays.
Yeah.
So.
She doesn't look that bad.
Who's that?
Cheryl Teagues. Who cares?
Oh, my goodness.
Look at all the plastic surgery. Yeah, fucking.
Who's this? Raquel Welch.
Yeah, she looks all right still for
one. She looks the same.
Her breasts keep expanding over time.
Gloria Stefan. I wish they fucking paralyzed her.
What?
Remember that car wreck she got into?
Oh!
Grace Slick, baby. She's fucking scary.
Oh, my God.
That's what happened.
Who is she?
Grace Slick, Jefferson Airplane. Jefferson Starship.
Oh, shit. She's horrid.
Yeah, she's fucking all
in
that
both pictures.
That's alcoholism and drug use for you, brother.
Yeah. Vanessa Williams.
I met her when I was 4.
Really? That's a fun fact. Roseanne Barr.
Looks
oh, my God.
Better.
She's horrible.
No, she looks better, I think.
She looked worse for a while, I think.
She was disgusting when Roseanne started. And then as tolerable as she possibly could be towards the end, I think. And now she just looks like hell.
And Barbara Walters.
Oh, boy.
Exact same.
Eh. What's going on?
You know, the toucher's just telling us the truth.
What'd he say?
He said, you're correct. This is crap for radio.
Yep.
Well, I got to fill the last 10 minutes.
Well, we got 2 minutes.
Did you give him a link or anything?
Nah, fuck him.
Okay.
Fuck him.
Link.
And then they have the men. Should we go for the men?
Nope.
No, Dad.
Even women will agree that women are better.
Let's get a good story to end with here for the toucher.
Okay.
Man sodomizes his grandmother's dog.
Vaughn.
Shut up.
It's the feel-good movie of the year.
St. Petersburg,
Underdog.
Florida. A 19-year-old.
Peter, did you say St. Petersburg?
Yeah. A 19-year-old Titusville man has been charged with animal cruelty after police say he sodomized his grandmother's Yorkshire Terrier.
Wow.
Nicholas R. Densmore was arrested on Monday and remained in the Pinellas County Jail on Wednesday in lieu of $25,000 bail. It was unknown what Densmore used to sodomize a dog.
His penis. Cock.
But afterward, he threw the injured animal in the trash behind his grandparents'
nice.
Home.
Wow.
Wait, how old was this person?
He's 19.
What an idiot. Yeah.
Fucking scumbag.
Where it was later found. The Yorkshire Terrier female named Duchess underwent surgery at an animal hospital and was expected to return home.
Asshole closed.
Has anal abrasions.
Claudette. Densmore's grandmother said she spoke with her grandson only briefly before he was arrested, and he denied hurting the dog. She said he had come home to stay with her and her husband about a month ago, and he was looking for a job. He's never done anything like this, she said. Just kid stuff.
Yeah, just kid stuff.
I guess it's
just
kid stuff.
Fucking squirrels.
Fucking corpses.
Experimenting.
State records show, Grandma, he had previously been arrested 7 times, 5 of them as a juvenile in August of last year. In his first arrest, as an adult, he was charged with trespassing and resisting arrest.
Oh.
He pleaded no contest and received 60 days in jail.
I thought this was a constant
thing. He should just
be
put down before it's
like
a snowball effect.
Maybe
it's going to get worse and worse.
Yep.
You see that? Fucking Michael Vick. He's rubbing off on the kids now.
Oh, he's rubbing them off, all right.
God damn it. That's disgusting.
You know...
Come on.
I really don't understand why people like this are just allowed to go on. This to me, whatever he did before, if he didn't do anything to any animals, this is the worst thing he's done.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd said all the other stuff, I would have been like, meh. The moment I found out he hurt an animal, put him to death. Fucking kill him.
Yeah.
I think it's just
zero tolerance for killing or hurting animals.
I have no tolerance for it.
Yeah. No. It starts at fucking Yorkshire Terriers and it goes to fucking dolphins.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Dolphins.
He lives in Florida. They fucking have him there.
He's going to go after the manatees and they have enough trouble as it is.
Fucking nuke the whales.
Getting the propellers, chopping them up.
Are you calling his penis a propeller? It's disgusting.
A Boise woman who answered Boise as in Boise, Idaho.
Idaho.
who answered a Craigslist ad for a free iPod got suspicious and alerted police, leading to the arrest of a man at Charles F. McDermott Youth Sports Complex. Stephen McDermott, 32, was arrested Friday and charged with the misdemeanor counts of being in a public park after hours in possession of a concealed weapon.
Sweet.
An iPod.
So apparently he put up this ad saying that you get a free iPod if you show up at this park at this time.
What? Who the hell would do that?
Apparently some girl who wanted a free iPod.
You must be 14 and
how,
a woman.
How old was he?
You gotta stop with that mic, Carly.
I was coughing. I'm sorry.
How old was he and how old was she?
Don't know. He was 32.
Okay. Yeah. And, thought I heard that.
It sounds like the beginning of a sitcom.
Uh-huh.
They don't have her age.
She's probably young.
She was probably
the chain of
underage.
Events began Friday when a Boise woman, they just call her Boise woman.
Boise woman.
I guess
woman.
She does not want to be identified.
Well, then she's a woman.
Contacted police to say she had concerns about a Craigslist ad promising a free iPod and that the person who posted the ad said she could pick it up in a portable bathroom at the sports complex located at the corner of whatever.
That's romantic.
That sounds like the beginning of a penthouse letter.
Yeah. When the police arrived at around 10:30 at the park, they found the man, later identified as Newman, sitting in a maroon Ford Newman. Explorer. When the officer approached the car, he found the man inside was wearing a black stocking cap and noticed a knife on his seat.
Wow.
What?
What a fucking idiot.
A fucking douche. Why would you think, oh yeah, I can kill somebody. Let me give away a free op. It's like, take those pop-ups on MySpace. Keep hitting the ducks, you'll get a free iPod. Stab this bitch enough time, you get a free iPod.
I know people who have gone through every procedure that you need to do to get the free item that they talk about.
And they get it?
No.
No.
Never.
I did that too.
You did? You went through and like yep. You got like a subscription to something?
Blockbuster Online. Okay. We got the Blockbuster. I was like, you know what? I'll do that.
Weren't we supposed to get gift cards?
Yeah, we're supposed to get a $100 gift card.
What'd you get?
Nothing.
$0.
Didn't even get contacted.
A friend of mine was doing that. She was trying. She's like, oh, yeah, I tried it. And then, you know, she got to like the third or fourth page of shit where you got to like check on what you want. And she's like, yeah, this is too much fucking work.
Because it's like, all right, like eBay. Sign up for eBay. You can't already have an eBay account. You have to bid on something and purchase it within like this amount of time. And it's got to be worth this much money. It's just.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of shit like
so
that.
So many loopholes. They're just like, oh, well, you know, you didn't buy. Expensive enough product.
Yeah. Like, what? You fucking crazy?
Fucking stupid.
Crazy.
Crazy bitches. Crazy.
Before we get out of here,
man
repeatedly rams car after alleged hooker left him.
Oh, he really had to get off.
Wait.
He's getting that car right in the tailpipe.
Wait, left him? Like.
Well, let's find out. A Madison man infuriated.
Madison man?
Madison infuriated because an alleged hooker left with his money before finishing her work. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, don't want to mean say no more.
Wow.
Subsequently used his truck to repeatedly ram the Lincoln Town car she got into, and unfortunately for him, did so while a cop was watching.
Nice.
Oops. So he didn't get to finish?
No.
Well, the reason why they say hooker, alleged hooker, is because as he was being thrown into the cop car, he kept screaming, "You fucking hooker, you fucking hooker."
Yeah.
Good one.
Oh, shut up. Both of you. I didn't hear any of you fucking going out with anything.
The end result
there
was,
no
was, that, was that Jose A. Mojica.
Another Puerto Rican.
Mojica. 33 of Madison. His brother-in-law, blah, 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 was... What?
They're giving you way too much information.
I know. I hate that.
What does it say?
He faces the most serious charge in the batch, including two counts of second-degree reckless endangerment.
Wait.
Criminal damage to property.
I could have had this happen to you when we were kids.
Bail jumping and one count of prostitution.
Nice.
Bail jumping.
And the hooker faces two counts of prostitution.
Nice.
I guess he had his cousin with him or whatever.
Oh, so she finished off one of them and didn't finish the other?
I guess so.
But he only said for one. He only gave me enough money for one.
Yeah. Good one.
She tucked her tail and ran. That was it.
Tucked her tail and ran.
Yeah, you know what
dope.
I mean?
Because she's a fucking animal.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucking stupid.
Yeah, let's get out of here. I really want my castle. Where is Horn Lauren?
Probably
who,
her tree.
Who
is,
cares?
Her car is driven into a tree.
We going without her?
Yeah.
She's got 5 minutes.
As always, we are ending the evening again.
Thanks for closing out the show, Vaughn.
Thank you.
As always, the show is finished. It is achieved completion. The hookers have gotten us off.
All right, die. Big thanks to Cringe Humor Radio, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Chris and the rest of the guys, thanks, guys, for having us on another week.
That was so sincere.
What?
Hopefully we'll get Joe Conte in here next week.
Yeah. Yes.
Hopefully I can have some time. I can maybe we can actually do that.
Hopefully you
go
out to dinner with some of your old friends again.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
You're a douchebag. And it wasn't a good show. I listened to it. You guys talked about me for most of the fucking show. Die,
we
die,
didn't.
Die.
We
did.
Maybe
first
15 minutes worth.
No.
The first break and the second break.
No,
a good half an hour.
No,
you didn't happen.
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck?